Jaya Yamuna Tiravana Dhari Jaya Kunja Vihari Jaya Yamuna Tiravana Dhari Jaya Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Vihari Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 रामा राम रामा हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 रामा राम रामा हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 रामा राम रामा हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 रामा राम रामा हरे 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 कृष्णा Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Gopala Nanda Radha Gopala Nanda Radhe. Jaya Radha Gopala Nanda Radha Gopala Nanda Radhe. Jaya Radha Gopala Nanda Radha Gopala Nanda Radhe. जय सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान जय सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान जय सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान जय सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान जय गौर निताय जय गौर निताय गौर निताय जय गौर निताय जय गौर निताय जय गौर निताय गौर निताय जय गौर निताय जय प्रभु पादा जय प्रभु पादा प्रभु पादा जय प्रभु पादा जय प्रभु पादा जय प्रभु पादा प्रभु पादा जय प्रभु पादा प्रभुपा जय जय प्रभुपा
जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजगाचार्य अष्टोत्तरशत श्री श्रीमान अभय चरणारविंद भक्तिवेदांत गोस्वामी महाराशील प्रभुपाद की जय त्रिला प्रविष्टो विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजगाचार्य अष्टोत्तरशत श्री श्रीमान भक्त सिद्धांत सरस्वती महाराशील प्रभुपाद की आनंदकोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्यशील हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम सघो श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोविनाथ श्यामकुंड राधाकुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की वृंदावन धाम की मायापुर धाम की मधुरपुरी धाम की जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की द्वारकापुरी धाम की गंगमाई की यमुनमाई की तुलसी देवी की भक्ति देवी की सामवेद भक्त वृंद की गौर प्रेम नंदी ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरंग ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्रील प्रभुपाद ओम विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रसाय भूतलेश भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नामिनी नमस्ते सरस्वती देवी गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशधारिणी ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय संसार सागरे मग्नम दीनं मां करुणानिधे कर्मं ग्राह्य गृहीतांगं मां उद्धरमवार्णवाल् श्रीमल्भागवदाख्योऽयं प्रत्यक्ष कृष्णमेव हि स्वीकृतोऽसि मया नाथ मुक्त्यर्थं भवसागरे मनोरथे मदीयोऽयं सफला सर्वदा त्वया निर्विघ्नेनैव कर्तव्यं दासोऽहं तव केशवां भवे भवे यथा भक्ति पादयोर्सव जायते तदा कुरुष्व देवेश नाथस्त्वं नो यत प्रभो नाम संकीर्तनं यस्य सर्वपाप प्रणाशनं प्रणामो दुःखशमनं तं नमामि हरिं परम् जन्माद्यस्य यदोन्वयादिदरदश्चार्थेष्वभिज्ञस्वराल् तेने ब्रह्म हृदाया आदि कवये मुह्यन्दियल् सूरयाः तेजो वारिमृदम् यथा विनिमयो यत्र त्रिसर्गो मृष नाम्ना स्वेन सदा निरस्तकुहकम् सत्यम् परम् धीमहि ധർമ്മ പ്രോജിത കൈതവോത്രപരമോ നിർമ്മത്സരാണാം സദാ വേദ്യം വാസ്തവമത്ര വസ്തു ശിവദം താവത്രയോന്മൂലനം. ശ്രീമൽഭാഗവതേ മഹാമുനികൃതേ കിം വാ പരൈ ഈശ്വര സദ്യോ ഹൃദ്യവരുദ്ധ്യതേത്ര കൃതിഭി ശുശ്രൂഷുഭി തൽക്ഷണാൽ. നിഗമകൽപതരോർഗലിതം ഫലം ശുഖമുഖാദമൃതദ്രവ സംയുതം പിപത ഭാഗവതം രസമാലയം മുഹുരഹോ രസികാ ഭുവി ഭാവുകാഹ. സച്ചിദാനന്ദരൂപായ വിശ്വോൽപത്യാദിഹേതവേ താപത്രയ വിനാശായ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണായ വയം നമാം. യം പ്രവ്രജന്തം അനുപേദം അഭേദകൃത്യം ദ്വൈപായനോ വിരഹകാതരമാജുഹാവ പുത്രേതി തന്മയതയാ തരവോഭിനേതുതം സർവഭൂതഹൃദയം മുനിം ആനദോസ്മി. യസ്വാനുഭാവമഖിലശ്രുതിസാരമേകം അധ്യാത്മദീപം അതിഥിതീർഷതാം തമോന്ധം സംസാരിണാം കരുണയാഹ പുരാണഗുഹ്യം തം വ്യാസസൂനം ഉപയാമി ഗുരും മുനീനാം. നാരായണം നമസ്കൃത്യ നരം ചൈവ നരോത്തമം ദേവീം സരസ്വതീം വ്യാസം തതോ ജയമുദീരയേൽ. കമനീയ കിശോരമുഗ്ധമൂർത്തേ കലവേണോ കുണിതാദൃതാനനേന്ദോ മമ വാചി വിജൃംഭനാം മുരാരേ മധുരീം കനികാവി കാവികാവീം. നമാവോം വിഷ്ണുപദായ കൃഷ്ണപ്രസ്ഥായ ഭൂതലേ ശ്രീമദേ ഭക്തിവേദാന്ത സ്വാമിൻ ഇതി നാമിനേ. നമസ്തേ സരസ്വതീ ദേവേ ഗൗരവാണീ പ്രചാരിണേ നിർവിശേഷ ശൂന്യവാദി പാശ്ചാത്യദേശധാരിണേ ശ്രീമൽഗുരുചരണാരവിന്ദാഭ്യാം നമ. വന്ദേ നന്ദം വ്രജ സ്ത്രീണാം പാദരേണുമഭീഷ്ണശ യാസാം ഹരിഗതോദ്ഗീതം പുനാദി ഭുവനത്രയം ഗോപീചരണാരവിന്ദ പരമാണവേ നമ. പീതാംബരം കരവിരാജിതചക്രശംഖം കൗമോദകീ സരസിജം കരുണാസമുദ്രം രാധാസഹായം അതിസുന്ദരമന്ദഹാസം വാതാലയേശമനിശം ഹൃദി ഭാവയാമി. കോമളം കുജയന്മേണം ശ്യാമളോയം കുമാരക വേദവേദ്യപരം ബ്രഹ്മ ഭാസദാം പുരതോ മമാം. മോകം കരോതി വാചാലം പങ്കും ലംഘയതേ ഗിരിം യൽകൃപാതമഹം വന്ദേ പരമാനന്ദമാധവം. ഓം ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണായ നമ ശ്രീരാധികായേ നമ. സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ. In the sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, this particular topic, what is discussed, is known as Poshanam. we have talked about it before also, that Poshanam means that even in sometimes due to difficult circumstances, somehow or the other a living entity has got increased. Karma means actually bondage. That is what karma means. Karma ultimately binds a living entity to this material world in whatever form it is. That is the nature of karma. And as much as one involves in karma, the karmic reactions binds him much more to the material world and the karma increases. That is the very nature of karma, how it binds us to the material world. So this increase in karmic activity and the karmic reactions then comes from that. A living entity has to helplessly face that. He has no freedom to come out of it. He is constantly under the threat of this karmic reactions, whatever that he is experiencing in this material world. So in that situation, Srimad Bhagavatam says, what is known as Poshanam. Poshanam is that leela of Krishna, or what is discussed in the sixth canto, is that by taking shelter of Krishna's holy name, one can free oneself from this increased activity or increased karmic reactions, what comes back to us from our activities in this material world. So to illustrate that fact, in the beginning of the sixth canto itself, that Ajamila's story has been discussed. Vedavyasa Maharshi says through Ajamila's story that even after engaging in so many sinful activities, in fact, most of our activities are sinful in this world, and the resultant activity, results of all these activities increases our bondage to this material world. And Vedavyasa says there that even if that condition, one has fallen down to the lower situation, by the mercy of, by Krishna's holy name, by chanting the name of holy name of Krishna, one can by even escape from that sin, heavy reactions of this world. And that is what is spoken through the story of Ajamila. And we were then discussing about the story of the Tvashtav and Vishwarupa and Indra. How Indra was trying to make himself comfortable in this universe through his, because he is the controller of the all the three worlds, the planetary systems. And therefore, Indra tries to enjoy that position to such a degree that he forgets about religious principles in many instances. And the result was that he committed so many sinful activities. He killed his own spiritual master. First of all, he offended his spiritual master, Brihaspati. And then he murdered his spiritual master, who was Vishwarupa. Like this, he has performed so many sinful activities, and even in that condition, Indra was given protection by Krishna. Krishna has given him the protection in spite of all these sinful activities what Indra has performed. So, in this progressing in the sixth canto, we talked about the story of Chitraketu and Chitraketu's devotional activities. And then how that devotional activities, what Chitraketu has performed, helped him to escape from a sinful reaction, what was thrown to him by Shri Parvati. Shri Parvati, when she cursed him to take the birth of a demonic body, he has fallen into the fire, he has to take the body from there in the form of Rudrasura. He came out from there, and in that Rudrasura's form, when he was fighting Indra, by Krishna's arrangement, he remembered his past life. That was the great mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He gave him the remembrance that I was a devotee in my past life. And I had taken shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And now due to my own prarabdham, I have had to accept this body of Rudrasura. So even in that condition, he escaped from that. And because of the remembrance of the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord Krishna, he was able to escape from that and eventually go back home, back to the spiritual world again. So that is the story what we have discussed last Sunday. And there we were saying that there Shri Shukan says to Parikshit that Narayana bara sarve nakudasche bhibhyadi surgava varga naregeshu yadha tulyartha darshanam. That a devotee in all situations, Narayana bara sarve, that when one is completely surrendered to Krishna, that is what surrender means, to such a degree that under all circumstances, whether you are glorified or whether you are cursed or whether you are condemned, in all conditions, a devotee thinks, na kudasche na vibhyadi surgaba varga naregeshu yathula tulyartha darshinah. That his vision is equal, he is not concerned about it. After all, if you read Chitraketu's reply, Chitraketu's answers to Shri Parvati, Chitraketu made it very clear to Shri Parvati that as a devotee, my dear mother, I have got this body of Rudrasura. You have offered me this body of Rudrasura, and I'm going to take that body, but I'm not asking for any boon to somehow escape from this, because as far as I am concerned, everyone in this material world, whether he is a demigod or a demon or an ordinary human species, they all are going through the same reactions of their own activities. So devotees accept things, is able to accept in that way. That is what Srimad Bhagavatam says. Narayana para sarve nagudaschena bibhedi surga abavarganaregeshu yatha tulya tadarshinah. That tulya artham, that equal understanding, that whether surgam or naragam or abavargam or in any conditions, I'm still willing to accept that. whatever Krishna has offered me. In other words, in the devotee's consciousness, he is always aware that all this material world is completely under the control of Krishna. And it is according to Krishna's desire and plans, things happen here. Although sometimes we do think that we have a freedom to, we have an independence to act. But overall, it is Krishna's control that ultimately overrides everything. And what Krishna wants happens at the end, whether one wins or loses, or whether one goes back to the Godhead, or one suffers here, these are all ultimately in Krishna's control. Narayana bara sarve nakutaschena vipyadi surgabhavarga narageshu yatha tulyartha darshinaha. That sort of devotee doesn't have to think about it too much, why this has happened. Rather, because he is conscious of this fact that it is Krishna's control that prevails over everything else. So this is what was spoken by Sri Shukan, told Parikshit Maharaj, this is the consciousness of a devotee. It is after that, this story was of Chitraketu's, what we discussed last Sunday, that then comes in the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is the story of the last episode in the sixth canto, it's the story of Marudevas, the Maruds. And that Marud story is coming from the fact that if you look into Srimad Bhagavatam very carefully, you will find there that the we have discussed before, the 12 suns, the sun planet, what we see from here, is that sun planet is controlled by 12 personalities, 12 different forms of Krishna. That is why these 12 months came into existence. Why did these 12 months come into? Because in these 12 months, different aspects of the Supreme Personality of Godhead rules the sun planet. So that is again mentioned in the 12th canto, the different names of those forms of Krishna. Therefore, he is also known as Narayana in the form of Surya or the sun planet. He is also referred to as Surya Narayana. So he is present there in the sun planet as Narayana, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in 12 months, he takes 12 different forms. And those two different forms are known as Dvadasha Adityas. Dvadasha Aditya means these 12. Dvadasha means 12. Aditya means the suns, the 12 suns. So in Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavanam, also you will see that Krishna was, after he has killed Kaliya, he felt a little chill. And apparently when he wanted to relax, all the 12 Adityas arrived there and offered him a warmth while he was resting in Vrindavanam. So like this, Krishna and Dvadasha Aditya, there is a relationship like that. So these 12 sons who takes different positions and different months and the associated sages who help them in the execution of the duty, that is mentioned in the 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So among those 12 sons, they were born out of Kashyapa and Aditi. Kashyapa Prajapati had two wives, Aditi Devi and Didi Devi. From Aditi Devi, all the demigods were born, and from Didi Devi, all the demons were born. So that is the relationship. So this Aditi Devi, she was a very nice devotee in the sense that ultimately Krishna offered to take birth from her womb in the form of Vamana. Krishna came as Vamana from her womb. So therefore, Aditi Devi is glorified and worshipped by everybody. And this Aditi Devi, from Aditi Devi, the 12 Adityas were born. And among those 12 Adityas, we were discussing one of them that is coming known as Toshtav. Toshtav's parambara, Toshtav's disciplining, Toshtav's succession or that generation, that is what we were discussing about Vishwarupa and others. So they are one of the 12 Adityas. After Toshtav, there comes Savidav. And from Savidav came this Gayatri Mantra. What we chant Gayatri, Bhargo Devasya Dimahi, Diyo Yuvana Prajodayal, all this Gayatri Mantram came from Savidav. Savidav is, the relationship is, because the Gayatri Mantram has come from Savidav, Gayatri Mantram is also known as Savitri. The name Savitri has come from Savidav. So, Sri Shivan talked all these things to Parikshit Maharaj. And among these 12 Adityas who have at different times takes a position in the sun planet, we find the story of Toshtav there, and then the story of Savidav also. The different race that comes from sun, they have accepted the position of a wife of Savidav, and from that relationship, Gayatri was born. That is how the Gayatri Mantra, what we are chanting. So, In addition to that, there is also the story of Mitra Varuna. Mitra Varuna are from whom the two great sages, Vasishtha and Agastya, have got birth. So their story is also mentioned there in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Then there is a story of Varuna, from whose parampara Valmiki appeared. Valmiki also came from that. Valmiki's story is also mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. In fact, Valmiki's life is very shortly mentioned there, that Valmiki was a Brahmana. Due to some offenses he has committed, he had to take the body of a hunter in the forest. And in that situation, the sages came to him and asked him, and he was committing a lot of sinful activities in that body, in the body of this hunter. He used to kill people who came on the way and murder them. So once the sages appeared in front of him and asked him to go back and ask his family if they are going to share the sinful reactions of what he has committed. And Valmiki was known as Valmiki at that time. He was called as Vyadha. Vyadha means a hunter in the forest. He goes back and asks his family, and they told him that they do not have anything to do with it. It is his responsibility. So he came back and asked for the shelter of the sages. Sages also told him to chant the name of Lord Ramachandra. And that is how he started chanting the Ramachandra's name. Because he couldn't chant properly, he was chanting Mara Mara Mara. Instead of saying Rama Rama, he was saying Mara Mara. And in that process, the chanting became so pure at one point that he himself became realized. And by the time he finished the chanting, he was completely covered with the earthworms. And eventually the sages came and broke it open, and from there Valmiki came out. And that is how because he came out from that, he was known as Valmiki Maharshi. Valmiki compiled Ramayanam, referring to the Ramayanam is totally refers to 100 million verses. That is how actual Ramayanam is, what originally Valmiki has compiled. Why it is so big is, it is a story of 14 days of Manu. In this 14 days of Brahma's life is covered in that original Ramayanam written by Valmiki. Out of that, what we have today is only the 24,000 verses. So this 24,000 verses Ramayanam, what's available today, is only a very, very small part of the total Ramayanam what Valmiki has compiled in the beginning. So Valmiki Ramayanam is also indicated in that story of Marudevas. But then when we come to later on, we come to the story of Mitra Varuna from Agastya and Vasishtha Muni. They were born from there. And this is these 12 Adityas and their families and successive generations, they are discussed there as the members of the Kashyapa Prajapati and Aditi Devi. There, that finishes there. And after that was over, then Sri Shukan tells Parikshit that Kashyapa Prajapati's another wife, Didi Devi, and from Didi Devi's relationship with Kashyapa Prajapati and the children who are born from there. So Didi Devi, all the demons were born from her. Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha were the most prominent one. Hiranyakashipu married Kayadu, who was a Danu, or from the Danava family. And from Kayadu, Prahlada was born, and the other four brothers, and a sister called Simhiga. Simhiga was married to Viprachiti, and that parampara is also discussed in the sixth canto. But when all these things have happened, Didi Devi was feeling a little bit uneasy with the situation, because she realized that all along that Aditi Devi's children are always successful in all their battles with the demons. In every time she noticed that somehow or the other Krishna is taking the side of Aditi Devi's children, and all the time Indra comes out victorious. So when this started disturbing her too much, her children were killed, Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu were killed in the battle, and everything happened like that. Didi Devi one day approached Kashyapa Prajapati and told Kashyapa Prajapati that I would like to have a son from you who is capable of killing Indra. And Didi Devi pleased Kashyapa Prajapati by her service and requested for this benediction from Kashyapa Prajapati. And the time when Didi Devi approached Kashyapa Prajapati was not very pleasant, but still Kashyapa Prajapati, out of being attachment to Didi Devi, as much as she loved both of them, Aditi Devi and Didi Devi, both were his wives. Although children were fighting each other, but the parents could not think like that. Even the children fight each other, they have to have an equal responsibility or equal attachment to both of them. So Kashyapa Prajapati, not knowing what Didi Devi's intentions were, agreed for Didi Devi's request. Whatever benediction she wanted, he was willing to offer her. Kashyapa Prajapati, by virtue of his austerities and penances, were very, very powerful personality. What he had so much knowledge in him, spiritual knowledge, and the ability to develop things when to suit different conditions was very much in Kashyapa Prajapati's capacity. So Kashyapa Prajapati offered benediction to Didi Devi. Whatever she wanted, he is willing to offer her. Utilizing this opportunity, Didi Devi asked Kashyapa Prajapati that I would like to have a son who will be able to kill Indra. And it was at that time Kashyapa Prajapati thought himself, he uses a word there, Aho Maya Balam Vishnu. What is happening now? Kashyapa Prajapati had Aditi Devi as one wife. Didi Devi is another wife. What one wife is saying to him that I want to have a son who will kill the children of the other wife. This is what Didi Devi put the request to Kashyapa Prajapati. Kashyapa Prajapati is thinking at that time, Aho Maya Balam Vishnu. What, just see, Kashyapa Prajapati says there, just see the power of Maya, of Vishnu's Maya. This is how he immediately reacted to that situation. Because he could not believe that Didi Devi will ask for something like this. That one mother is saying to Kashyapa Prajapati that I want to have a son from you who can heal your other children. So when Kashyapa Prajapati heard this request, initially he was criticizing himself. He was thinking about himself, what a foolish person he has. What a commitment he has made without thinking the reaction of that he has made an agreement with Didi Devi to offer her this help. But now that he has given the assurance, he has given the commitment to her, he could not pull out from that. So he told Didi Devi, whatever it is, ultimately he thought himself that whatever that happens, that is Krishna's arrangement. I cannot do anything about it. I have promised her what she wants, she will get it. And so, according to all he could do, that he decided to give instructions to Didi Devi to execute a particular type of vratam or the austerity known as Pumsa Vratam. Pumsa Vratam was given, instructed to Didi Devi, and he told Didi Devi that if you execute this properly, eventually at the end of a year time, you will have a son born. And that particular son will be powerful enough to kill Indra. That was the offer from Kashyapa Prajapati. Only thing was, Didi Devi has to take care that she strictly follows the instructions. That was the commitment. So when Kashyapa Prajapati gave this assurance to Didi Devi, Didi Devi was all prepared for that. She wanted to execute that properly, so she started the process very seriously. Pumsavanam is a difficult thing in the sense that unless there is a very strong determination from the person, it can happen that you may slip and fall, and with the result could be disastrous also. So that is what has happened in our Didi Devi's case. Didi Devi listened to Kashyapa Prajapati very seriously, and the instruction was that he should get up early in the morning, and after cleaning and bathing oneself, one should engage in the chanting and also performing the deity worship, and hours of sadhana has to go on. In addition to that, only at the middle of the day, she was allowed to cook some food, and after offering, she was allowed to take it. But again, there was no time for relaxation. It was something like Kardama Prajapati service, what we heard in the third canto. So similar to that, Didi Devi also started continuing her Pumsavanam. So when she started this, there was no time for relaxation. She continued, and in the afternoon also, she couldn't sleep during the day. And as soon as the midday was, after she has taken the midday food, she has to continue her spiritual activities all the way through in the evening. And again, evening again, she had to bathe, come back and continue her sadhana. So like this, she had to live a life of very strong austerities and penances she had to perform. And not for a moment of time she could allow the mind to go in any other direction, to wander in any other direction. And she was, Didi Devi was not an ordinary person, she was a very strong-minded lady. So Didi Devi decided to execute this very seriously with the hope that at the end of a year she will have a son who will be very powerful to kill Indra. So she continued doing this for about 2-3 months have gone. By now, after 2 or 3 months time when she has executed this, she has also become very strong in her vow. And she was feeling the benefit of performing this austerity so nicely that she was feeling that she is getting some success out of it. So even in the evening hours, she was not allowed to sleep. She has to come back, execute spiritual life for hours together. And only at night time, a few hours of sleep, that too she has to lie on the floor with all hairs loose. And she lived like a sage. She had to perform so much austerities in her Pumsavadam. So this was going on. By now, this news came around that Didi Devi is engaging in some sort of austerities and penances. And as soon as the information arrived in Indra, Indra was always closely monitoring about the mother's activities, because he's always frightened of Didi Devi's determination and Didi Devi's strength in executing her vows. So when Indra came to know about that, Indra decided that something has to be done before another Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyakashipu comes from there. So with this intention, Didi Devi's ashram, where Didi Devi and Kashyapa Prajapati were living there, Indra decided to come to that ashram in the dress of a brahmachari. So he took the dress of a brahmachari, and Indra came to the ashram and told Didi Devi that I am a brahmachari trying to look for some place to serve some saintly people, and I have come here if I could assist you in your life here. Didi Devi was very pleased that he could get a young brahmachari to do the service there. So Didi Devi accepted service of Indra, not knowing that it was Indra. He accepted that service. She accepted that service, and Didi Devi kept Indra for all the work in the ashram. And as a young brahmachari, Indra was performing, collecting flowers, bringing water, and all the other services required in the ashram. He executed that according to Didi Devi's satisfaction. Didi Devi was very pleased with Indra's service. Indra was actually looking for the right opportunity. The right opportunity is that when Didi Devi was performing this austerity, Indra was keeping a close watch on the situation, because as much as Didi Devi was progressing in her austerities, if there was any slip any time, that means if she breaks any of the principles or any of the regulations what were instructed by Kashyapa Prajapati, immediately all that what she has acquired till then, she will lose that, all the power potency of her austerities will go away. That is how this Pumsavanam is. So this particular austerity, what Didi Devi was very cautious, and she was doing it with extraordinary care, and she continued months together. And Indra's fear was also building up inside, but he was still thinking that before the 12 months finishes, he may get an opportunity to do something about it. So unless this happens, Indra can't do anything. Somewhere, sometime, Didi Devi has to fall down. If Didi Devi don't fall down, Indra has no choice. Indra cannot go and kill her directly like that, because of she is mother's younger sister. So this Indra was waiting for this opportunity. And after a few months have gone, one day it so happened that Didi Devi was getting physically a bit weaker, because the life was so austere. And this austere way of life, it was affecting her a little bit, in the sense that she was also feeling very tired. So unfortunately, one day it so happened, in one afternoon, Didi Devi, after the prasadam everything, she decided to sit down for a while, thinking that there is still some more time to go and bathe. It was not even 4 o'clock or so. So before she wanted to go and bathe. But at that time, Didi Devi somehow, due to the months and months of this austerities, she felt a little bit weaker, and suddenly she felt like lying down for a few minutes. She had no plan to sleep for a long time. It is just that she thought for a few minutes, I will rest and then wake up and go. This was in her mind. So with that in the mind, she just lying down, and as soon as she was lying down, somehow or the other, she was overpowered by sleep. She lost control and she slept. And not only that she slept, it so happened that she continued to sleep for a few hours. She couldn't wake up. And normally at that time, especially the twilight, when the sandhya time, when the day finishes and the night begins, that junction at that time is not a time one is allowed to sleep. That's the time when for spiritual activities. And Didi Devi has broken that regulative principle. And Didi Devi slept off, lying on the floor. She was completely forgotten that she was executing this pumsavayam, and in the influence of the sleep, that she fell, and the result was that she slept through that evening. And when she was sleeping, she was lying down on the floor with all the hair loose and everything, and it was Indra's sense that this is the right opportunity to get in. So fully knowing the situation, using his yogic power, Indra entered into the womb of Didi Devi, and he saw there was the Marudevas there, and with his weapon, he slaughtered them into seven of them. He cut them into seven, thinking that they will die at that moment, but they didn't die. In fact, on the other hand, due to the performance of austerities, and Pumsa Vratham is one of the Vaishnava Vratham, or Vaishnava austerity, what was recommended, Sri Shukan says to Parikshit that Krishna decided that they should survive. Just like he tells Parikshit, when you were in the womb of Uttaradevi, how Krishna protected you there. Exactly the same way, Krishna decided to protect them as well there in the womb of Didi Devi. So the seven were, seven, although he cut them into seven, inside the womb, although they were cut into seven pieces, all seven of them got birth. Seven different bodies came out from that. He again cut them into another seven each, and they became 49. So 7 times 7, 49, and this one Indra, 50 of them inside the womb of Didi Devi. And as soon as they came out, Didi Devi told Indra, she understood what has happened. By now she has woken up from the sleep. And when she woke up, what did she see? She saw there Indra standing there with 49 of them, one after the other, next to him. So Didi Devi told Indra, if you don't tell me what has exactly happened, I'll curse you and make you into ashes, he said. She said to him, I'll curse you completely and completely finish you up once for all. Indra knew how powerful Didi Devi was, so couldn't argue anything. Indra told the whole truth to Didi Devi, who he is and why he has come and what was the intention and everything. Only thing was, these Marudevas, these 49 of them inside, they asked Indra, why are you killing us? That Indra at that time put his finger into their mouth, because he had tasted nectar. Indra was immortal. So Marudevas also got that same benefit. They didn't die, they came out from there with this nectar touched by Indra's hand. And the result was that Indra told the Didi Devi, not to upset her, that I will take them along with me, because Marudevas told Indra that after all we are your brothers, why do you kill us? So Indra felt compassion for them. He decided to take them along with them to the demigods abode, to the heavenly planets. And when Didi Devi heard that these Marudevas, 49 of them who came out, Indra is going to protect them and look after them as his brothers, she also felt, she didn't feel unhappy about Indra too much. At that time, Didi Devi's heart also changed. Didi Devi thought herself that after all, Indra is going to look after my children. So why should I give him any, curse him? So Didi Devi also felt happy at that situation. Indra took these 49 of them. They are known as Marudevas. And their existence is known as Vayumandalam. From Earth planet right up to the Sun planet, there are seven Vayumandalams. And each of these Vayumandalam, there is these Marudevas occupy their position, and that has been offered to them. And that is, at that time, you have to see in the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a statement from Indra to Didi Devi. Didi Devi asking Indra that what you have done, is it appropriate that you do such a thing, that you kill somebody who has been developing a body inside the womb of a mother, Bhrunahatya, as it is mentioned. How could you execute such a thing? How could Indra, a devotee, who is supposed to have taken shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, could commit? Earlier you saw he offended Brahaspati. Later on he killed another spiritual master, Vishwarupa. Now he has done another most abominable thing, killing inside the womb of a mother, a baby who is developing a body. So how could you do that? Didi Devi asked Indra. You should read that answer from Indra to Didi Devi at that time. Indra says to Didi Devi, my dear mother, when I want something to be done for myself, I don't look into the religious side of it. I just do what I feel is best for me. And that was the answer from Indra. So you can see this personality, Indra, although a devotee, by all reasons, Krishna has given him so much shelter and protection. In spite of that, Indra's track record is not always very good. He has committed things like this. And in spite of that, Indra was given this special protection by Krishna. So in the Srimad Bhagavatam, from this sixth canto, this is the last incident mentioned in the sixth canto, that because he was a devotee, in all these circumstances, Krishna still protected him. So when all these things were spoken by Sri Yuganta Parikshit, Parikshit was getting a bit confused. He thought himself that this all the time Indra is doing something wrong, and every time Krishna is taking his side and protecting him. How can this be? That means Krishna has also no logic in doing all these things. And is it that Krishna likes somebody, Krishna hates somebody else? Didi Devi also, earlier Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu were killed. And now that you find that Indra has done so many sinful activities, and in spite of that, Indra is being protected by Krishna in some form or the other. And every time he escaped from all punishment, how could this happen? It is in answer to that the seventh canto begins. These are the doubts what Parikshit Maharaj is raising at that point to Sukadeva Goswami. And Sukadeva Goswami started answering this question in a very smiling way, because these questions comes to everybody, that anyone who reads Srimad Bhagavatam, they will always have these questions. This doesn't look very sensible, very logical to us, that somebody who is doing constantly committing gross sinful activities, he is escaping from the punishment because he is a devotee. What does this mean then? That if you are a devotee, you can do anything, is it? Is that what it means? That, oh, I am a devotee, so whatever I do should be alright. Krishna has to protect me. But it is not so. That explanation of that is the seventh canto. So before we go into seventh canto, we have to read some of these chapters, because in the Nectar of Devotion, Prabhupada says there, that these verses in the Srimad Bhagavatam, all the verses in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Brahma Samhita, these were recited and sung by great sages for millions of years. And they are not something from this world. They don't belong to this world. And Prabhupada extremely stresses the point that if you don't read these verses spoken by these great sages, and the benefit what one gets from that is something which is phenomenal, that it's necessary to recite those verses in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So it was Srila Prabhupada's instruction that one reads the verses in the Srimad Bhagavatam, and accordingly as one covers these different topics in the Bhagavatam, it's also necessary. Shravanam, Kirtanam and Smaranam. These three things has to go together. One we hear with what has been discussed in the Bhagavatam. Other times when we hear, automatically our remembrance begin. We start remembering things. All these things goes through our mind, and we start analyzing in our own mind the different topics. In addition to that, Kirtanam, or in other words, reciting those verses, what was spoken by the great sages, is also part of that process. Shravanam, Kirtanam and Smaranam. So that is how Srimad Bhagavatam is discussed. So, Srila Prabhupada in Nectar Devotion specifically mentions that the prayers in Brahma Samhita and Srimad Bhagavatam, these two specific, and Srinarada Muni's Bhakti Sutram, all these three books, Prabhupada has recommended that one should recite as much as possible. So, I'll just read those few chapters and then we'll move on to the next answer to the Parikshit Maharaj questions in the Srimad Bhagavatam. 6th canto, chapter 14. Parikshit vacham rajastamasvabhavasyam brahman vratrasya vatmana narayane bhagavadi khadamasil dradamadi devanam shuddha sattvanam rishinam chamalalpanam bhaktir mugunda charanetna prayeno pachayade rajobi samasanghyada parthivairiha jandava పార్థివైహ జందవా తేషాం యే కేచనే హందే శ్రేయో వై మనుజాదయాం ప్రాయో ముముక్షవస్తేషాం కేచనైవ ద్విజోత్తమ ముముక్షూణాం సహస్రేషు కశ్చిన్ముచేన సిద్ధ్యతి ముక్తానాం అభిసిద్ధానాం నారాయణ పరాయణ సుదుర్లభ ప్రశాంతాత్మా కోటీశ్వవి మహాముని వృత్తస్థూ సకథం వామ సర్వలోకోపతాపన ఇత్థం దృఢమని కృష్ణమాసీల్ సంగ్రామముల్పణీ అత్ర సంశయో భూయా చోదం కౌతూహలం ప్రభో య పౌరుషేణ సమరే సహస్రాక్షమదోషయల్ శ్రీసూత వాజాం పరీక్షితోద సంప్రశ్నం భగవాన్ భాదరాయిణి నిశమ్య శ్రద్ధదానస్య ప్రతినంద్యమజో భవీల్ శ్రీశుక వాజాం శృణుష్వాహితో రాజనిహాసమివం యదా సుతం ద్వైవాయన ముఖ నారదా దేవలాదువీం ఆసీద్ రాజా సార్వభౌమ శూరసేనేషు వై నృప చిత్రకేతు ఖ్యాతో యస్యాసీల్ కామదుం మహీ తస్య భార్యా సహస్రాణాం సహస్రాణి యశా భవాన్ సాందానికశ్చాపి నృపో నలేభే తాసు సందతిం రూప ఉదారి వయో జన్మం విద్యుైశ్వర్యశ్రియాదిభి సందన్నస్య గుణై సర్వైః చిందా వంధ్యామదేరవుల్ నదస్య సంపద సర్వామహిష్యో వామలోచన సార్వభౌమస్య భూశ్చేయమభవన్ ప్రీతిహేతవాః తస్సేకదానుభవనమంగిరా భగవాన్ హృషి లోకాననుచరేన్నేదా ఉపాగచ్చతి దృచ్ఛయాం తం పూజయిత్వా వివల్ ప్రత్యుత్తానార్హణాదిమి కృతాదిత్య ఉవాసీద సుఖాసీనం సమాహితాం మహర్షిస్త ఉవాసీనం ప్రశ్నయా వనదం క్షితౌ ప్రతిపూజ్య మహారాజ సమాభాషీనమబ్రవీల్ అంగిర ఉవాచాం అభిదేనామయం స్వస్తి ప్రకృతీనాం తదాత్మన యథా ప్రకృతిర్గుప్త పుమాన్ రాజామి సప్తమి ఆత్మానం ప్రకృతి శ్రద్ధ్వా నిధాయ శ్రయమాత్మయా రాజ్ఞ తథా ప్రకృతయ నరదేవాహిదాధేయాం అభిదారా ప్రజామాత్యా భృత్యా శ్రోణ్యాధమంత్రిణా శ్రేణ్యాధమంత్రిణాః పౌరా జానమదా భూవ ఆత్మజా వశవర్తినాః యస్య ఆత్మానువశశ్చేల్ స్యాల్ సర్వే తద్వశగాయిమే లోగా సఫలా యచ్చంది సర్వే ప్రతిపదంద్రిదాః ఆత్మన ప్రియనే ఆత్మపరాదస్వతమేవ లక్షయే లబ్ధగామం త్వాం చిందయాం శబళముఖం ఏవం వికల్పియో రాజన్ విదుషా మునినాపి సా ప్రశ్రయా వయదోభ్యః ప్రజాకామస్తదో మునిం చిత్రకేతుర్వాచాం భగవన్ కిం న విదితం తమో జ్ఞాన సమాధిభి యోగినాం దుస్తవామానాం బహిరంగ శరీరేషు తమామి ప్రచో భూయాం బ్రహ్మాత్మని బ్రహ్మాన్నాత్మని చిందితం భవతో విదుషశ్చాపి చోదితస్తదనుజ్ఞేయాం లోకపాలైర విప్రార్థ్య సామ్రాజ్యైశ్వర్య సంబదాయ ప్రజం మాం శత్రు కామవివావరే తదపాహి మహాభాగా పూర్వై సహగతం తమా యథాదరే మనుస్తారం ప్రయాదద్విదేహినా శ్రీశుభవాజా ఇత్యర్థిత సమగవాన్ కృపాను బ్రహ్మణ సుదాహ శ్రమయిత్వాచరం త్వాష్టం త్రష్టారమయ జద్విభుం జ్యేష్టా శ్రేష్టా జయా రాజ్ఞో మహిషీనాం చ భారత నామ్నా కృతస్తస్యై యజ్ఞో శిష్టమదా ద్విజాః అథాహ నృపదిం రాజన్ భవితైకస్తవాత్మజ హర్షశోకప్రదస్తుభ్యం ఇది బ్రహ్మసూయౌం సాభిత్ప్రశ్నాదేవ చిత్రకేతోరధారయల్ గర్భం కృతదిద్యుర్దేవీ కృతిగాగ్నేయవాత్మజం తస్యామనిదినం గర్భా శుక్లపక్షమివోఢువ మవృదే శూరసేనేష తేజసాశనగే మృవాం అథకాలముపావృత్తే కుమారసమజాయద జనేన్ శూరసేనానాం శృణుతాం పరమాముదం కృష్ణోరాజా కుమారస్య స్నాతశ్వరలంకృత వాజయిత్వా శిశో విప్రైకారయామాస జాతకం తేభ్యో హిరణ్యం రజతం వాసాంశ్యాంభరణాని గ్రామాన్ హయాన్ గజాన్ ప్రాధాత్ ధేనో నామూధానిషల్ వవర్షామన్యేషాం పర్జన్యమివ దేహినాం ధన్యం యశస్యమాయుష్యం కుమారస్య మహామనాః కృచ్ఛ్రలభ్యేత రాజర్షే స్తనయేను దినం పిదు యథా నిస్వస్య కృచ్ఛాప్తే ధనే స్నేహోన్యవర్ధనాం మాతుస్తురితరాం పుత్రే స్నేహో మోహసముల్భవ కృతజ్ఞుడే సపత్నీనాం ప్రజా కామంజరో భవల్ చిత్రకేతోరది ప్రీతిర్యథాద్వారే ప్రజావతి మధదాన్యషు సజ్జ్ఞే బాలం లాళయదోన్వహం తావర్యదప్యన్నాత్మాన గ్రహయందోభ్యసూయయ అనమత్యేన దుఃఖేన రాజ్ఞో అనాదరణేన చ ദിവ്യ പ്രജാം ശ്രീയം വാമാം പരിശ്യാഗ്രഹസമ്മതാം സുപ്രജാ വിസവത്നീഭിർദാസീമിവ തിരസ്കൃതാം ദാസീനാം ഗോനസന്താമം സ്വാമിനെ പരിചര്യയ അഭീഷണം ലബ്ധമാനാനാം ദാസ്യാ ദാസീവ ദുർഭഗാഃ ഏവം സംഗഹ്യമാനാനാം സപത്ന്യാം പുത്രസമ്പദാം രാജ്ഞോ സമ്മതവൃത്തീനാം വിദ്വേഷോ ബലവാനഭൂയി വിദ്വേഷനഷ്ടമതയ സ്ത്രീയോ ദാരുണചേതസാഗരം ദതു കുമാരായ ദുർമർഷാ നൃപതിം പ്രതി കൃതജ്ഞതിരജാനന്ദി സപത്നീനാമഖം മഹൽ സുപ്തമേവേതി സഞ്ചിന്യ നിരീക്ഷ്യ വിചരൽ ഗൃഹേ ശയാനം സുജരം ബാലമുപകാര്യമനീഷിനി പുത്രമാനയ മേ ഭദ്രേ ദിദാത്രയും അചോദയൽ സാ ശയാനമുപവ്രജ്യ ദൃഷ്ട്വാ ചോത്താരലോചനം ലോകനം പ്രാണേന്ദ്രിയാത്മവ്യസ്ത്യക്തം ഹതാസ്മീത്യപതൽ ഭുവി തസ്യാസ്തദാകർണ്യപൃഷാപുരം സ്വരം നന്ദ്യാകുരാഭ്യാമുരമുച്ചൈരവി പ്രവിശ്യ രാജ്ഞീ ത്വരയാത്മജാന്തികം ദദർശബാലം സഹസാമൃതം സുതം പവാദഭൂമോ പരിവൃദ്ധയാ ശുചാ മുമോഹ വിപ്രശ്വശിരോരുഹാംഭര തതോ നൃപാന്തപുരവർത്തിനോ ജന നരാശ്ച നാര്യശ്ച നിരമ്യോദനം ആഗത്യ തുല്യവ്യസനാം സുദുഃഖിതാശ്ച വ്യളീകം ദുരുദുഃഖിതാകൃതാം ശുക്തമൃതം പുത്രമരക്ഷിതാന്തകം വിനഷ്ടദൃഷ്ടി പ്രപദൻ സ്ഖലൻ പതി സ്നേഹാനുബന്ധൈതയാശുചാമൃഷം വിമൂർച്ഛിതോനം പ്രകൃതിർദ്വിജൈർവൃതം പാപദം ബാലസ്യ സപാദമൂലെ മൃതസ്വ വിസ്രസ്തശിരോരുഹാംബര ദീർഘം ശ്വസൻ ബാഷ്പകലോപരോധതോ നിരുദ്ധകണ്ഠോ നശശാകഭാഷിതം പതിം നിരീക്ഷോരു ശുചാർപ്പിതം തഥാ മൃതം ജവാനം സുതമേക സന്തതിം ജനസ്യ രാജ്ഞി പ്രകൃതേശ്ച സദൃജം സതീം ദധാനാം വിലലാപചിത്രധാ സ്ഥലദ്വയം കുങ്കുമഗന്ധമണ്ഡിതം നിഷിഞ്ചതി സഞ്ജന ബാഷ്പബിന്ദുവി വികീര്യകേശാൻ വികളൽ സ്രജസ്സുതം ശിശോചചിത്രം കുരരീവ സുസ്വരം അഹോ വിദാതസ്തു മദീയ വാനിഷോയസ്വാത്മദൃഷ്ട്യ പ്രതിരൂപമിഹസേ പരേനു ജീവത്യ പരസ്യയാമൃതർവിപരേ ശത്രുമസീ ധ്രുവപരാഹ മഹി ക്രമശ്ചേധ്യ മൃത്യുജന്മനോ ശരീണാമസുതാൽമകർമ്മഭി യസ്നേഹവാശോ നിജസർഗവൃദ്ധയെ സ്വയം കൃതസ്തേ തമിമം വിവശ്യസീ ത്വം നാദനാഹസേ മാം കൃപണാം അനാനാം ത്യക്തും വിചക്ഷുതരം നവശോകദത്തം അന്യസ്തരേമ ഭവതാ പ്രജസു പ്രജതുസ്തരം യൽ ധ്വാന്തം മയാഹ്യ കരുണേന യമേന ദൂരം ഉത്തിഷ്ടദാത ഇമേ ശിശവോ വയസ്യാസ്ത്വാമാഹ്വയന്തി നൃപനന്ദന സംവിഹർത്തം സുപ്തശ്ചിരം അശനയാച ഭവാൻ പരീതോ ഭുക്ഷസ്തരം പിപശുചോഹരമസ്വഗാനാം നാഹം തനൂജ ദൃശേഹതമംഗളാത്തെ മുഗ്ധസ്മിതം മുദിത വീക്ഷണമാനനാംശം കിം വാഗതോസ്യ പുനരന്വയമന്യലോകം നീതോ ഗ്രണേന ശൃണോമി കലാകിരസേ ശ്രീശുഗവാചാം വിളവന്ധ്യാമൃതം പുത്രമിതി ഇത്രവിലാപനെ ചിത്രകേതൃപൃശം തത്തോ മുതകണ്ഠോരുരോധാം തയോർവിളവതോ സർവേ ദമ്പത്യോസ്തദനും വ്രതാഹ ദുരിതസ്മരണാനാര്യ സർവമാസീത ചേതനം ഏവം കശ്മലമാപന്നം നഷ്ടസംഖ്യമനായകം യാത്വാംഗിരാമമുനി അജഗാമസനാരദ ഇതി ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണി പരമഹംസ്യം സംഹിതായം ഷഷ്ടസ്കന്ദേ ചിത്രകേതു വിളാവോ നാമ ചതുർദശോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദം ശ്രീശുഗവാചാം ഉജതുർമൃതഗോപാന്തേ പരിതമൃതഗോപം ശോകാഭ്യൂതം രാജാനാം ബോധയന്തോ സദുക്തിമീ വയം സ്യാദവ രാജേന്ദ്ര ഭവാന്യമനുഷോജതി ത്വം ചാസ്യകതമ സൃഷ്ടോ പുരേദാനിമതപരം യഥാ പ്രയാന്തി സംയാന്തിം സ്രോതേ വേഗേന വാലുക സംയുജ്യന്തേ വിയുജ്യന്തേ തഥാ കാലേ ദേഹിനാം യഥാ ധാനാസു വൈധാനാം ഭവന്തിന ഭവന്തിജ ഏവം ഭുനീഷു ഭൂതാനി ചോദിതാനി ഇഷമായ വയം ചത്വം ജയേ വയം ചത്വം ജയേ ചേമേ തുല്യാകാശ്ചരാചരാ ജന്മോത്യോര്യഥാ പശ്ചാത്പ്രാണയ മധുനാഭിഭോ ഭൂതേ ഭൂതാനി ഭൂതേശാസൃജത്യോരിഹന്തിജ ആത്മസൃഷ്ടൈരസ്വതന്ത്രൈ അനപേക്ഷോ വിബാലവൽ ദേഹേ ദേഹിനോ രാജൻ ദേഹാ ദേഹോ വിജായതേ ബീജാ ദേവ യഥാ ബീജം ദേഹ്യർത്ഥമിവ ശാശ്വതാം ദേഹദേഹി വിഭാഗോയം അവിവേകൃത പുരാ ജാതിർവ്യക്തി വിഭാഗോയം യഥാമസ്തു നികൽപ്പിത ശ്രീശുഗവാചാം ഏവമാശ്വാസിതോ രാജ ചിത്രയേകൃതിജോക്തിമി പ്രമർജ്യ പാണിയാ വക്രം ആധിമാനം ആദിംപ്ലാനമഭാഷതാം കൗയുവാം ജ്ഞാനസമ്പന്നോ മഹിഷ്ടൗച മഹീയസാം അവധൂതേന വേഷേണ ഗുഡാവിഹ സമാഗതവും ചലന്തിഹ്യവനോകാമം ബ്രാഹ്മണ ഭഗവൽപ്രിയ മാതൃശ ഗ്രാമ്യബുദ്ധീനാം ബോധോയോന്മത്തലിംഗിനാം കുമാരോ നാരദ ഹൃംഭു അംഗിരാ ദേവലോസിത അപാന്തരതമോ വ്യാസോ മാർക്കാണ്ഡേയോധ ഗൗതമാം വസിഷ്ഠോ ഭഗവാൻ രാമ കപിലോപാദരായണി ദുർവാസ യാജ്ഞവൽക്കശ്ച ജാതുകർണ്യസ്തധാരുണീം രോമശ്ചനോ ദത്തമാസുരീ സപതഞ്ജലി കൃഷിർവേദശിരാ ഭോജ്യോ മുനി പഞ്ചശിരാസ്തധാം ഹിരണ്യമാമ കൗസല്യശുതദേവിഹൃതത്വജ ഏതേ പരേജസിദ്ധേശാശ്ചരന്തി ജ്ഞാനഹേതവാം തസ്മാന്തി വാം ഗ്രാമ്യമശോർമമ മൂഢധിയ പ്രഭു അന്ധേ തമസിമഗ്നസ്യ ജ്ഞാനദീപമുദീര്യതാം ശ്രീ അങ്കിരവാചാം അഹം ദേ പുത്രകാമസ്യ പുത്രദോസ്മങ്കിരാ നൃപ ഏഷ ബ്രഹ്മസുത സാക്ഷാൽ നാരദോ ഭഗവാൻ ഋഷീ ഇത്തം ത്വാം പുത്രശോകേന മഗ്നം തമസി ദുസ്തരേ അതദർഹമനുസ്മൃത്യ മഹാപുരുഷഗോചരം അനുഗ്രഹായ ഭവതം പ്രാപ്താ വാമിഹ പ്രഭോ ബ്രഹ്മണ്യോ ഭഗവൽ ഭക്തോ നാമസീതീതുമർഹതി തദൈവ ദേവനം ജ്ഞാനം ദദാമി ഗ്രഹമാഗത ജ്ഞാത്വാ നഭിനിവേശം നേ പുത്രമേവ ദദാമ്യഹം അധുനാ പുത്രിണാം ഭാവോ ഭവദൈവാനുഭൂയതേ ഏവം ദാരാഗൃഹാരായോ വിവിധ ഐശ്വര്യ സമ്പദാഃ ശബ്ദാദയശ്ച വിഷയാശ്ചല രാജവിഭൂതയ മഹീരാജ്യം വരം കോശോ വൃത്യാമാത്യാ സുഹൃജനാഃ സർവേ വിശൂരസേനേ മേ ശോകമോഹമയാർത്ഥിത ഗന്ധർവനഗര പ്രഖ്യാ സ്വപ്നമായ മനോരഥാഃ ദൃശ്യമാന വിധാത്തൈന ദൃശ്യന്തേ മനോഭവ കർമ്മഭിർത്യായോ നാനാ കർമാണി മനസോഭവൻ അയം ഹി ദേഹിനോ ദേഹോ ദ്രവ്യജ്ഞാനക്രിയാത്മകാ ദേഹിനോ വിവിധ ക്ലേശ സന്താപ ഹൃദദാഹൃദാ തസ്മാൽ സ്വസ്തേന മനസാ വിമർശഗതിമാത്മന ദ്വൈതേ ധ്രുവാർത്ഥ വിശ്രമം തേജോപശമമാവിഷ ശ്രീനാരദവാചാം ഏതാ മന്ത്രോപനിഷദം പ്രതീച്ച പ്രേതോ മമ യാം ധാരയം സപ്രരാത്രാൽ ദ്രഷ്ട സംഘർഷണം പ്രഭും എൽപാദമൂലമുപസൃത്യ നരേന്ദ്രഭൂവേ ശർവാദയോ ഭ്രമമിമം ദ്യുതയം വിസൃജ്യ സദ്യസ്ഥിതീയ അതുലാനധികം മഹിത്വം പ്രാവുർഭവാനപി പരം ചിരാതുവൈദീം ശ്രീമത്ഭാഗവതി മഹാപുരാണേ പരമഹംസ്യം സംഹിതായം ഷഷ്ഠസ്കന്ധേ ചിത്രകേതുസ്വാതനം നാമ പഞ്ചദശോധ്യായം സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ ശ്രീശു ഗോവാചാം അതദേവ ഋഷിരാജൻ സംപരേതം നൃവാൽപജം ദർശയിത്വേദി ഹോവാച ജ്ഞാനീനാമനിശോചതാം ശ്രീനാരദവാചാം ജീവാത്മൻ മശ്യഭദ്രം ദേ മാതരം വിതരം ജലേ സുഹൃതോ ബാന്ധവാസ്തത്താശുചാ തുൽക്കൃതയാ വൃഷം കളയപരം സമാവിശ്യ ശേഷമായ സുഹൃദ്വിത ഭുംഷമോഹാൻ പിതൃപ്രതാധിതിഷ്ഠനൃപാസനം ജീവോവാചാം കസ്മിഞ്ചന്മന്യമീ മഹ്യം പിതരോ മാതരോ ഭവാൻ കർമ്മവിഭ്രാമ്യമാണസ്യാദേവതിലിംഗയുനിഷു ബന്ധുജ്ഞാതിരി മധ്യസ്ഥാ മിത്രോദാസീന വിദ്വിഷ സർവൈവ ഹി സർവേഷാം ഭവന്തി ക്രമശോമിതാം യഥാ വസ്തൂനി പന്യാനി ഹേമാദീനി തതസ്തത പര്യണനിരേഷേവം ജീവോ യോനിഷുകർത്തൃഷു നിത്യസ്യ അർത്ഥസ്യ സംബന്ധോ അനിത്യോ ദൃശ്യതേ നഷു യാവദ്യസി സംബന്ധോ മമത്വം താവദേവ ഹി ഏവം യോനിഗതോ ജീവാ സനിത്യോ നരഹംകൃത യാവദ്യത്രോപലഭ്യേത താവൽ സത്വം ഹി തസ്യ സൽ ഏഷ നിത്യോ വയ സൂക്ഷ്മമേഷ സർവാശ്രയസ്തുതൃ ആത്മമായ ഗുണേ വിശ്വമാത്മാനം സൃജതി പ്രഭു മഹേസ്യാദി പ്രിയ കശ്ചിന്ന പ്രിയ സ്വരോഭി ഏക സർവധിയാം ദ്രഷ്ട കർത്തൃണാം ഗുണദോഷയോ നാദത്തമാത്മാ ഹി ഗുണം ന ദോഷം ന ക്രിയാഫലം ഉദാസീനമദാസീനം പരാവരതീശ്വരാഃ ശ്രീശുഭവാചാം ഇതി ദൂരഗതോ ജീവോ ജ്ഞാതയസ്യതേ തദാ വിസ്മിതാം ഭുജശോകം ചിത്വാത്മസ്നേഹശൃംഖലാം നൃഹൃത്യ ജ്ഞാതയോ ജ്ഞാതേർദേഹം കൃത്വോചിതാ ക്രിയ തത്യജ്യോതിസ്ഥിതം സ്നേഹം ശോകമോഹമയാർത്ഥിതം ബാലജ്ഞോ പ്രീഡിതാസത്ര ബാലഹത്യാ ഹതപ്രഭാഃ ബാലഹത്യാവൃതം ചേരുബ്രാഹ്മണേർഗ്യ നിരൂപിതം യമുനായാം മഹാരാജ സ്മരന്തിയോ ദ്വിജഭാഷിതം സ ഇത്തം പ്രതിബുദ്ധാത്മാ ചിത്രകേതുർദ്ദിജോക്തി ഗൃഹാന്തകൂപാ നിഷ്ക്രാന്ത സരഭംഗാധിപദ്വാം കാളിന്ദ്യാം വിധി വത്സനാത്വാ കൃത പുണ്യജലക്രിയാ മൗനീന സംയത പ്രാണോ ബ്രഹ്മപുത്രാമവന്ദത അതതസ്മൈ പ്രപന്നായ ഭക്തായ പ്രേതാത്മനി ഭഗവാൻ നാരദ പ്രീതോ വിദ്യാമേതാമുവാച ഓം നമസ്തുഭ്യം ഭഗവദേ വാസുദേവായ ധീമഹി പ്രദ്യുനായ അനിരുദ്ധായ നമ സംഘർഷണായ നമോ വിജ്ഞാനമാത്രായ പരമാനന്ദമൂർത്തൈ ആത്മാരാമായ ശാന്തായ നിവൃത്തദ്വൈതദൃഷ്ടയേ ആത്മാനന്ദാനുഭൂത്തൈ വാന്യസ്തശക്തിയൂർമയേ നമ ഋഷികേശായ മഹതേ നമസ്തേ വിശ്വമൂർത്തൈ വദസ്യ പരതേ പ്രാപ്യമേകോ മനസാ സഹ അനാമരുചി രൂപശിന്മാത്രാ സേവ്യാന്യ സദസൽപരാഃ യസ്മിന്നിദമ്യമശ്ചേദം ദൃഷ്ടത്യപ്യേതി ജായതേ മൃണ്മയേഷു അമൃജാനി തസ്മൈ തേ ബ്രഹ്മണേ നമാം എന്ന സ്പൃശന്തി എന്ന സ്പൃശന്തി മനോബുദ്ധീന്ദ്രിയാസവ അന്തർബഹിശ്ചവിതം വ്യോമവത്തന്നതോസ്മ്യഹം ദേഹേന്ദ്രിയ പ്രാണമനോധിയോമി യദംശവിദ്ധ അപതിരന്തി കർമ്മസോ ദൈവാന്യദാലോഹമിവാ പ്രദത്തം സ്ഥാനേഷു തൽഭ്രഷ്ടപരേ തൽഭ്രഷ്ടപദേശമേതി ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതി മഹാപുരുഷായ മഹാനുഭാവായ മഹാവിഭൂതിപതയെ സകല സാത്വത പരിവൃഢ നികര നികരകര കമല കുട്മലോ ബലാളിത ചരണാരവിന്ദയുള പരമ പരമേഷ്ടി നമസ്തേ ശ്രീശുഭവാചാം ഭക്തായേതാമ്രപന്നായ വിദ്യാമാദിശ്യനാരദ യയാ വംഗിരസാ സാഗം ധാമ സ്വയംഭുവം പ്രഭോം ചിത്രകേതുസ്തു വിജ്ഞാതം യഥാ നാരദവാഷിതാം ധാരയാമാസ സപ്താഹം അഭക്ഷസു സമാഹിതാം തതശ്ച സപ്തരാത്രന്നേ വിദ്യയാ ധാര്യമാണയ വിദ്യാധരാധിപത്യം സ ലേഭേ പ്രതിഹതം നൃപ തദക്കതിപയാഹോഭേർ വിദ്യേദ്ധമനോ ഗതി ജഗാമദേവദേവസ്യ ശേഷസ്യ ചരണാന്തികം വ്രണാളഗൗരം ശ്രീവാസസം സ്ഫുരൽ കിരീടകേയൂരകടിത്രകങ്കണം പ്രസന്നമത്രാരുണലോചനം വ്രതം ദർശ സിദ്ധേശ്വരമണ്ഡലൈ പ്രഭം തദ്ദർശനം ദ്വസ്തസമസ്തകിൽപൃഷം സ്വച്ഛാമലാന്തക്കരണോഭയാന്മുനി പ്രവൃദ്ധമക്യ പ്രണയാശ്വലോചന പ്രഹൃഷ്ടരോമാനമദാദിപൂരുഷം സ ഉത്തമ ശ്ലോകപദാബ്ജവിഷ്ടരം പ്രേമൈഷുണ്ടൈശൈരുപമേഹയന്മുഹു പ്രേമോവിരുദ്ധാഖിലവർണ്ണ നിർഗമോ നൈവാശകത്തം പ്രസമീടിതും ചിരം തതസമാധായ മനോമനീഷയ ഭഭാഷമേതൽ പ്രതിലബ്ധവാഗസൗ നിയമ്യ സർവേന്ദ്രിയവാഹ്യവർത്തനം ജഗൽഗുരം സാത്വതശാസ്ത്ര വിഗ്രഹം ശത്രകേതുവാച അജിതജിതസമതിർ ഭവാഞ്ചിതാത്മഭിർഭവത വിജിതാസ്തേപി കാമാൽ മനാമ്യമാൽ പദോതികരുണാ തവ വിഭവ ഖലു ഭഗവൻ ജഗതുദയസ്ഥിതിലയാദീനി വിശ്വസജസ്തേംശാം ശസ്ത്ര നിഷാസ്പർദ്ധന്തേ പതകഭിമത്യാം പരമാണു പരമഹതോസ്ത്വമദ ആദ്യന്നാന്തരവർത്തി ത്രയ വിധുര ആദാവന്ദേ വിജസത്വാനാം യദ്രുവം തദൈവന്തരാളേഭി ക്ഷിത്യാദിപിരേഷ കിലാവൃത സപ്തതിർ സപ്തമിർദശഗുണോത്തരൈരാണ്ടകോശ യത്ര പദത്യനുകൽപസഹാണ്ട കോടികോടിവിസ്തദനന്ദ വിഷയദൃശോ നരവശവോ യ ഉപാസതേ വിഭൂതിർന്നവരം ത്വാം തേഷാമാശിണമീശ തദനു വിനശ്യന്തി യഥാ രാജകുലം കാമതേയസ്ത്വൈ രചിതാന പരമം രോഹന്തി യഥാ കരംബ ബീജാനി ജ്ഞാനാത്മന്യ ഗുണമയേ ഗുണഗണോസ്യ ദ്വന്ദ്വജാലാനി ജിതമജിത തഥാഭവതയദാഹ ഭാഗവതം ധർമ്മമനവദ്യം നിഷ്കിഞ്ചനായേമാത്മാ രാമ യമുപാസദേവവർഗായ വിഷമമതിർന്ന എത്ര നൃണാം ത്വമഹമിതി മമതവേതി ജയധന്യത്ര വിഷമതിയാരിചിതോയ സഹ്യ വിശുദ്ധ ക്ഷയേഷു നധർമ്മബഹുളാം കക്ഷേമോ നിജപരയോഗിയാനർത്ഥ സ്വപരദ്രുഹാധർമ്മേണ സ്വദ്രോഹാത്വകോപര സംപീഡയാ ച തഥാധർമ്മ ന വിഭിഞ്ചരിതവേക്ഷായ അഭിഹിതോ ഭാഗവതോ ധർമ്മ സ്ഥിരതര സാത്വകം പ്രദംഭേഷ്വദഗ്ധിയോ യമുപാസതേ ത്വാര്യാഹ നഹി ഭഗവന്ന ഘടിതമിതം തദ്ദർശന തദ്ദർശനാന്നൃണാമഖില പാപക്ഷയ എന്നാമ സകൃശ്രവനാൽ പുൽക്കസോപി വിമുച്യതേ സംസാരാൽ അഥ ഭഗവൻ വയമധുനാം ത്വതവലോക പരിമൃഷ്ടാശയമലാഹ സുരകൃഷ്ണായതുദിതം താവകേന കഥമന്യതാ ഭവതി വിദിതമനന്ദ സമസ്തം നവ ജഗദാത്മനോ ജനൈരിഹാചരിതം വിജ്ഞാപ്യം പരമഗുരോക്കിയ ദിവസ വിദുരിവ ഗദ്ധ്യോദൈ നമസ്തുഭ്യം ഭഗവതേ സകല ജഗൽ സ്ഥിതിലയോദയേഷായ ദുരവസിതാത്മകലയെ കുയോഗിനാം വിദാ പരമഹംസായാം യം വൈശ്വസന്തമനു വിശ്രജം സുസന്ധിയം ചകിദാനമനു ചിത്തയമുച്ചകന്തി ഭൂമണ്ഡലം സർഷമായി യസ്യമൂർണി തസ്മൈ നമോ ഭഗവതേ സുസഹസ്രമൂർധ്നേ ശ്രീശുകവാചാം സംസ്തുതോ ഭഗവാൻ യോനന്ദസ്തമഭാഷത വിദ്യാധരവതിം പ്രീതശ്ചിത്രകേതം കുരുദ്വഹ ശ്രീഭഗവാൻ വാചാം എന്നാരദാംഗിരോഭ്യം ദേവ്യാഹൃതം മേനു ശാസനം സംസിദ്ധോസിത്തയാ രാജൻ വിധേയാ ദർശനാക്ഷമേം അഹം വൈ സർവഭൂതാനി ഭൂതാത്മാ ഭൂതഭാവന ശബ്ദബ്രഹ്മ പരം ബ്രഹ്മ മമോഭേ ശാശ്വതീതനും ലോകേ വിദതമാത്മാനം ലോകം ജാതമനി സന്തതം ഉഭയം ചുമയാ വ്യാപ്തം മൈ ചയോഭയം കൃതം യഥാ സുഷുപ്ത പുരുഷോ വിശ്വം പശരിജാത്മനി ആത്മാനമേകദേശസ്തം മന്യതേ സപ്തമുത്ഥിതാഹ ഏവം ജാഗരണാദീനി ജീവസ്ഥാനാനി ചാത്മന മായാമാത്രാണി വിജ്ഞായ തൽദ്രഷ്ടാരം പരം സ്മരേൽ യേന പ്രസുപ്ത പുരുഷ സ്വാമം വേദാത്മനസ്കദാ സുഖം ജനർഗുണം ബ്രഹ്മ തമാത്മാനമവേഹിമാം ഉഭയം സ്മരത പുംസാ പ്രസ്വാമ പ്രതിബോധയോ അന്വേദി വ്യതിരിച്ചേത തജ്ഞാനം ബ്രഹ്മ തൽപരം യദ്വേദ സ്മൃതം പുംസോ മദ്ഭാവം ഭിന്നമാത്മന തത സംസാരമേതസ്യ ദേഹാ ദേഹോ മദേർമദീ ലദ്വേഹമാനുഷീം യോനിം ജ്ഞാനവിജ്ഞാന സംഭവാം ആത്മാനം യോ നബുദ്ധേത നുകജിച്ഛമവാപ്തുയാൽ സ്മൃതേഹായം പരിക്ലേശം തത ഫലവിപര്യയം അഭയം ചാപ്യ നീഹായം സങ്കൽപ്പാ ദുരമേൽ കവീം സുഖായ ദുഃഖമോക്ഷായ കുർവതേ ദമ്പതീ ക്രിയ തതോനുവൃത്തിര പ്രാപ്തിർ ദുഃഖസ്യ സുഖസ്യ ഏവം വിപര്യയം ബുദ്ധ്വാ നൃണാം വിജ്ഞാഭിമാനിയാം ആത്മനശ്ചകതിയും സൂക്ഷ്മാം സ്ഥാനത്രയവ ലക്ഷണാം ദൃഷ്ടശ്രുതാഭി മാത്രാഭി നിർമുക്ത സ്വേന തേജസ ജ്ഞാനവിജ്ഞാന സന്തുഷ്ടോ മദ്ഭക്ത പുരുഷോ ഭവേൽ ഏതാവാനൈവനുജയ യോഗനൈവണ ബുദ്ധിമീ സ്വാർത്ഥ സർവാത്മന ജ്ഞേയോ യൽപരാത്മൈക ദർശനം ത്വമേവ ശ്രദ്ധയാ രാജന്ന പ്രമത്തോ വജോ മമ ജ്ഞാനവിജ്ഞാന സമ്പന്നോ ധാരയന്നാശു ധരയന് ശുസിദ്ധ്യസി ശ്രീശുഗവാചാം ആശ്വാസ ഭഗവാനിത്യം ചിത്രയേതം ജഗൽ ഗുരു പശ്യദസ്തസമിശ്വാത്മാ തദശ്ചാന്തദർദ്ദദേഹരീം തദശ്ചാന്തദ്ദദേഹരീം ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പരമഹംസ്യാം സംഹിതായാം ഷഷ്ടസ്കന്ധേ ചിത്രയേതോ പരമാത്മദർശനം നാമ ഷോഡശോധ്യായാം സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദനാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ ശ്രീശുഗവാചാം യശ്ചാന്തർഹിതോനന്ദസ്തൈകൃത്വാദിശേനമാവിദ്യാധരശ്ചിത്രയേതുശ്ചചാരകേനേചരാം സലക്ഷം വക്ഷലക്ഷണാം അവ്യാഹതബലേന്ദ്രിയാ സ്തുയമാനോ മഹായോഗി മുനിഭിഃ സിദ്ധചാരണേ കലാജലേന്ദ്രദ്രോണീഷു നാനാസങ്കല്പസിദ്ധിഷു രേമേ വിദ്യാധര ശ്രീഭിർഗാവയൻ ഹരിമീശ്വരം ഏകദാസ വിമാനേന വിഷ്ണുനദീന ബാസ്വദ ഗിരിശം ദൃശേ ഗച്ഛൻ പരീതം സിദ്ധചാരണേ ആലിംഗ്യാംഗീകൃതം ദേവീ ബഹുനാ മുനി സംസതി ഉവാച ദേവ്യാ ശൃണത്വ ജഹാസോച്ചൈസ്തദാന്തികേ ചിത്രകേതുരുവാച ഏഷ ലോകഗുരു സാക്ഷാത് ധർമ്മം വക്ത ശരീരിണാം ആസ്തേ മുഖ്യസഭായാം വൈ മിഥുനീഭൂയ ഭാര്യയാം ജടാധര സ്ത്രീ വ്രതമാമ ബ്രഹ്മവാദി സഭാപതി അംഗീകൃത്യ ശ്രിയം ചാസ്തേ ഗതഹ്രീ പ്രാഹൃതോ യഥാം പ്രായശ പ്രാകൃതാശ്ചാവി സ്ത്രീയം രഹസി വിഭ്രതി അയം മഹാവ്രതനോഭിവർത്തി സദസി സ്ത്രീയം ശ്രീശുഭവാച ഭഗവാനഭിതശ്രുത്വാ പ്രഹസ്യാഘാതീർനൃവ തൂഷ്ണീം ബഭൂവ സദസി സഭ്യാശ്ചാനുപ്രദാം ഇതദ്ദൂര്യ വിദുഷി ഭ്രുവാണേ ബഹുശോഭനം ഉഷാഹദേവീ ദൃഷ്ടായ നൃജിതാത്മാഭിമാനിനേം പാർവതിവാചാം അയം ഹിമധുനാ ലോകേ ശാസ്താ ദണ്ഡധര പ്രഭോ അസ്മദ്വിധാനാം ദൃഷ്ടാനാം നിർലജാനാം ച വിപ്രകൃതം ന വേദധർമ്മം കിര വത്മയോനിർ ന ബ്രഹ്മപുത്ര ഭൃഗു നാരദാദ്യ ന വൈ കുമാര കപിലോ മനുശ്ചയേനോ നിഷേധന്ത്യ അതിവർത്തിനം ഹരം ഏഷാമരധ്യേവദാബ്ജയുഗ്മം ജഗൽഗുരും മംഗളമംഗളം സ്വയം യക്ഷത്രബന്ധു പരിഭൂയ സൂര്യൻ പ്രശാസ്തി ദൃഷ്ടസ്തയം ഹി ദണ്ഡോ ഗന്ധ്യം നയമഹരി വൈകുണ്ഠം പാദമൂലോപസർപ്പണം സംഭാവിതമതിസ്തബ്ധം സാധുബി പരിവാസിതം അഥവാസിം യോനിവാസുരിം യാഹി ദുർമദേ യദേഹമൂയോ മഹതാം നകർത്താ പുത്രഗിൽപിഷം ശ്രീശുഗവാചാം ഏവം ശബ്ദശ്ചിത്രകേതുർവിമാനദവരുഹ്യസ പ്രസാദയാമാസ സതേ മൂഢാ നമ്രേണ ഭാരത ചിത്രകേതുരുവാചാം പ്രതിഗൃഹാമി ശാപമാത്മയോഞ്ജലിനാം വിയേ ദേവനിർമർത്യായൽ പ്രോക്തം പൂർവദിഷ്ടം ഹിതസ്യ സൽ സംസാരചക്രമേതസ്മിൻ ജന്തുരജ്ഞാനമോഹിത ഭ്രാമ്യൻ സുഖം ച ദുഃഖം ച ഭുങ്ക്തേ സർവത്ര സർവദാ നൈവാത്മാനവരശ്ചാപി കർത്താ സ്യാൽ സുഖ ദുഃഖയോ കർത്താരം മന്യതേ പ്രാജ്ഞ ആത്മാനം പരമേവ ച ഗുണപ്രവാഹമേതസ്മിൻ കശാപ കോ അനുഗ്രഹ ക്വ സർഗോ നരകം കോ വാ കിം സുഖം ദുഃഖമേവ ച ഏകസ്ത്രിതിഭൂതാനി ഭഗവാനാത്മമായ യേഷാം ബന്ധം ച മോക്ഷം ച സുഖം ദുഃഖം ച നിഷ്കളാം നദസ്യ കശ്ചിദ്വൈത പ്രദീപോ നജ്ഞാതിബന്ധുർന്ന പരോ നജസ്വ സമസ്യ സർവത്ര നിരഞ്ജനസ്യ സുഖേന രാഗകുതമേവ രോഷാഃ തഥാവിതച്ഛക്തി വിസർഗമേഷാം സുഖായ ദുഃഖായിതാഹിതായ ബന്ധായ മോക്ഷായ മൃത്യുജന്മനോ ശരീരിണാം സംസൃതയേവ കൽപ്പതേ അഥ പ്രസാദയേന ത്വാം ശാപമോക്ഷായ ഭാമിനി യന്മന്യസേമ സാധൂക്തം മമതൽ ക്ഷമ്യതാം സതീ ശ്രീശുഗവാചാം ഇതി പ്രസാദി ഗിരിശോ ചിത്രകേതുരലിന്ദമ ജഗാമസ്വയിമാനേന പശ്യതോസ്മയതോസ്തയോം തദസ്ത ഭഗവാൻ രുദ്രോ രുദ്രാണി വിദമ ബ്രവീൽ ദേവർഷി ദൈത്യ സിദ്ധാനാം പാർഷദാനാം ശൃണ്ണുതാം ശ്രീരുദ്രവാചാം വിഷ്ണുവാത്സ്യ സുശ്രോണി ഹരേ അത്ഭുതകർമ്മണ മഹാത്മ്യം വൃത്യവൃത്യാനാം സ്പൃഹാനാം മഹാത്മനാം നാരായണ പരാ സർവേന കുതശ്ചന വിഭ്യതി സ്വർഗ്ഗവർഗരകേഷവി തുല്യാർത്ഥദർശിനാം ദേഹിനാം ദേഹസംയോഗാൽ ദ്വന്ദ്വാൻ ഈശ്വരലീലയാ സുഖം ദുഃഖം മൃതിജന്മാശാപോനുഗ്രഹമേവയാം അവിവേദകൃത പുംസോ അർത്ഥവേദമിവാത്മനി ഗുണദോഷവികൽപ്പശ്ച അഭിദേവ സജിവൽകൃത വാസുദേവേ ഭഗവതി ഭക്തിമുദ്ധതാം നൃണാം ജ്ഞാനവൈരാഗ്യവീര്യാണാം നേഹ കശ്ചിൽ വിഭാഷണയാം നഹം വിരിഞ്ചോ ന കുമാര നാരദോ ന ബ്രഹ്മപുത്രമുനയ സുരേഷ വിദാമ യസ്യേഹിതം അംശകാംശക നദൽ സ്വരൂപം പ്രതകീശമാനിനാം മഹസ്യാസ്തി പ്രിയ കശ്ചിൽ നാപ്രിയ സ്വരൂപിവ ആത്മത്മത്വാർവഭൂതാനാം സർവഭൂത പ്രിയോ ഹരി തസ്യജായം മഹാവാകശ്ചിത്രകേതു പ്രിയോ നുക സർവത്ര സമദൃക്ഷാന്ത അഹം ചൈവാച്യുത പ്രിയാം തസ്മാ വിസ്മയകാര്യ പുരുഷേഷു മഹാത്മസു മഹാപുരുഷഭക്തേഷു ശാന്തേഷു സമദർശിഷു ശ്രീശുഗവാചാം ഇതി ശ്രുത്വാ ഭഗവത ശിവസ്യമാഭിഭാഷിതം ഭഗവ ശാന്തധീരാജൻ ദേവീ വികല വിസ്മയ ഇതി ഭാഗവതോ ദേവ്യാ പ്രതിശബ്ദമലന്നമാ മൂർധനാ സഞ്ജഗ്രഹേ ശാവം ഏതാവൽ സാധുലക്ഷണം ജ്ഞേ ദുഷ്ടോ ദക്ഷിണാഗ്നോ ദാനവീം യോനിമാശ്രിത വൃത്രമിത്യഭിവിഖ്യാതോ ജ്ഞാനവിജ്ഞാന സംയുത ഏതത്തേ സമമാഖ്യാതം യന്മാത്വാം പരിപ്രച്ഛസി വൃത്തസ്യാ സുരജാദേശ കാരണം ഭഗവന്മതേ ഇതിഹാസം ഇമം പുണ്യം ചിത്രകേതോർ മഹാത്മന മഹാത്മ്യം വിഷ്ണുഭക്താനാം ശ്രുത്വാ ബന്ധാദ് വിമുച്യതേയും യ ഏതൽ പ്രാതരുത്തായ ശ്രദ്ധയാ വാഗ്യദപ്പനേൽ ഇതിഹാസം ഹരിം സ്മൃത്വാ സയാദി പരമാം ഗതിം ശ്രീമത്ഭാഗവതി മഹാപുരാണി പരമഹംസ്യം സംഹിതായാം ഷഷ്ടസ്കന്ധേ ചിത്രകേതുഷാമോ നാമ സപ്തദശോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദനാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ Two more chapters, then we will finish the sixth canto. Shri Shukavajam Prishnashnavadni Savidu Savitram Vyakritim Troyim Agnihotram Namisham Somam Chaturmasi Mahamakhan Siddharbhagasya Bhariyangam Himanam Ipam Prabham Ashisham Javaryo Roham Kanyam Prasuda Sampradam Dadu Kuhu Sini Vali Raga Chanimadi Sada Sayam Darshamata Prada Purnama Samanyukramal Agnihin Purishyanata Kriyayam Samanandara Charshani Varanasyasi Desyam Chadu Prudupunam വാദമീകിശ്ച മഹായോഗി പത്മീകാധമവൽക്കില അഗസ്ത്യ വസിഷ്ഠശ്ച മിത്രാവാരണയോ ഋഷീം രേതസിഷിജത കുംഭേ ഉർവശ്യാസനിധോ ഉദ്ധൃതം രേവത്യാ മിത്രമത്സർഗമനിഷ്ടം വിപുലം യഥാൽ പൗലമ്യാമിന്ദ്രമാനത്രയും പുത്രാനിശ്വതം ജയന്നമശോന്നാത്രയം ഈഷം പ്രഭു വിക്രമസേവസ്യമായ വാമനരൂപന കൃത്തോ പത്യം ഹ്രസ്വഹസ്തസ്യാന്ന സമകാരയാം തൽക്കർമ്മഗുണവീര്യാണി കാശ്യപസ്യ മഹാത്മന പശ്ചാദക്ഷാമഹേരിത്യ അവതാര അത കശ്യവദായ ഭഗവത ശ്രീമാൻ പ്രഹ്ലാദോ ബലിരേവജ വിദ്വേർദ്വാദയാദോ ദൈത്യവാനവന്തിതോ ഹിരണ്യകശൂർനാമ ഹിരണ്യാഷ്ടീർത്തിതോ ഹിരണ്യകശൂർഭാര്യാകായാദുർനാമദാനവി ജംബസവനയാ ദത്തസുഷുവേ ചതുരസ്വാൻ സംഹ്ലാദം പ്രാഗാനുഹ്ലാദം ഹ്ലാദം പ്രഹ്ലാദമേ വജാതുൽസ സിംഹിയാമരാഹം വിപ്രതിതോ ഗഹിൽ ശിരോഹരദ്യ സഹരിശക്രേണ വിവതോ അമൃതം സംഹ്ലാദ സകൃതിർഭാര്യാസ്മദ സുദാപശ്ചനം നദാം പാദസമനിർഭാര്യാസുതവാദാമിവില്ലുലം യോഗസ്യായി വാദാഭിമില്ലുലാം അനുഹ്ലാദസ്യ ദുർമ്യായാം ഭാഷ്കരോ മഹിഷസ്തദാ വിരോചനസ്തു പ്രഹ്ലാദിദേവ്യാസ്യാദ്ഭവത്ബലിം ബാണം ജ്യേഷ്ഠപുത്രശമശനായാം തദോ ഭവൽ തസ്യാനുഭാവം ശുശ്രോക്യ പശ്ചാത് ദേവാവിദാസ്യതേ ബാണമാരാധീശം നേമേ തൽഗന മുഖ്യതാം യൽപാർശ്വേ ഭഗവാൻ ആസേ അദ്യാവിപുരബാലകാം മരുദശ്ചരിതേ പുത്രശ്ചത്വാരിംശം നവാധികാം ത ആസന്ന പ്രജാ സർവേ നീതാമിന്ദ്രേണ സാൽപനാം രാജോവാചാം കദന്തമാസുരം ഭാവാഹോ അപോഹ്യൽപ്പത്തിയം ഗുരോ ഇന്ദ്രേണ പ്രാപിതാ സാൽമ്യം കിം തൽസാനുകൃതം ഹിതൈ ഇമേ ശ്രദ്ധതേ ബ്രഹ്മൻ ഋഷയോ ഹിമയാ സഹ പരിജ്ഞാനായ ഭഗവം സന്നോ വ്യാഖ്യാതുമർഹസി ശ്രീസൂതവാചാം തദ്വിഷ്ണുനാഥ സിദ്ധമാതരായ നിർവജോ നിശമ്യാതമൽപ്പവർത്തവൽ സഭാജയൻ സമീപതേന ചേതസാ ജഗാർദ്ധ സർവാർത്ഥത്രായണ സർവദർശനാം ശ്രീശുഭവാചാം ഹതപുത്രാദിശക്തവാർഷിഗ്രഹേണ വിഷ്ണുന അന്യുനാ ശോകദീപ്തേന ജ്വലന്തി പരിചിന്തയൽ കഥാനുബ്രാതു ഹന്താരമിന്ദ്രിയാനാമൽബണം അക്ലന്ന ഹൃദയം വാം ഖദയത്വാശയേ സുഖം കൃമികൾ ഭസ്മസംജ്ഞാസീൽ എസ്സീ ശോഭിഷതസ്യ ജ ഭൂതദൃക്തത്കൃതേ സ്വാർത്ഥം കിം വേദ നരയോയതാം ആശാസാനസ്യതസ്യന്ധ്രോമുന്നദ്ധചേതസാ മദശോഷണമിന്ദ്രസ്യ ഭൂയാധീന സ്നോഹിമീം ഇതി ഭാവേന സാ ഭർത്തുരാജജാനാസകൽപ്രിയം ശുശ്രൂഷയാനുരാഗേണ പ്രശ്രയേണ ധുമേന ജാം ഭക്യാപരമയ രാജൻ മനോജ്ഞർവൽഗുപാഷിതൈ മനോജഗ്രഹ ഭാവജ്ഞ സുസ്മിതാപാംഗവീക്ഷണൈ ഏവം ശ്രിയാ ജഡീഭൂതോ വിദ്വാനഭിവിദഗ്ധയാ ബാണമിത്യാഹി വിപശോനാദചിത്രം ഹി യോഷിനി വിലോകൈകാന്തഭൂതാനി ഭൂതാന്യാദോ പ്രജാപതി ശ്രിയം ചക്രേ സുദേഹാന്തം യയാപുംസാമതിർഹൃതാം ഏവം ശുശ്രൂഷയസ്താദ് ഭഗവാൻ കശ്യപശ്രിയാ പ്രഹസ്യ പരമ പ്രീതോ ദിതി മഹാഭിനന്ദ്യയാ അശുഭവാചാം വരം വരേ വാമനുപ്രീതസ്നേഹമനിന്ദിനെ ശ്രിയാമർത്തിന് സുപ്രീതേ കാമൈഹ ജാഗമ പതിരേവ ഹി നാരീണാം ദൈവതം പരമം സ്മൃതം മാനസ സർവോദാനം വസുദേവ ശ്രീയപതി സ ഏവ ദേവതാലിംഗേർനാമരൂപവികൽപ്പിതൈ ഇജ്ജതേ ഭഗവാൻ ഭമ്മി ശ്രീവിശ്ചപതിരൂപതര തസ്മാർപതി വ്രതാനാര്യം ശ്രേയസ്കാമസുമധ്യമേ യജന്തേന അന്യഭാവേന പതിമാത്മാനമീശ്വരം സ്വഹം ദയാശിലോപദ്രേമീ തദ്ഭാവേന ഭക്തിദാ സത്തേ സംവാദേ കാമവസതീനാം സുദുർലഭം ദിതിരുവാചാം വരദോ യതിമേ ബ്രഹ്മൻ പുത്രമിന്ദ്രഹണം വ്രണേ അമൃത്യം വ്രതപുത്രാഹം യേനമേ ഖാദിതൗസുതവും നിശമ്യതജോ വിപ്രോ വിമനാവരിത പിതാ അഹോമധർമ്മസുമഹാനദ്യമേ സമുപസ്ഥിത അഹോ അത്യേന്ദ്രിയാരാമോ യോഷിന്മയ്യേഹമായ ഗ്രഹീതയേത്രാക്രമണാപദേശേ നരകേ ധ്രുവം കോതിക്രമോ നുവർത്തന്യാം സ്വഭാമിഹയോഷിത ധിങ്മാമൃതാഭുതം സ്വാതേരഹം ദ്വിജേന്ദ്രിയ ചരൽപത്മോത്സവം മക്രം വയച്ച ശ്രവണാമൃതം ഹൃദയം ശുതധാരാമം സ്ത്രീണാം ഗോവേദജേഷിതം നഹി കശ്ചിൽ പ്രിയം ശ്രീനാമഞ്ജസാ സ്വശിഷാൽപനാം പതിം പുത്രം ഭ്രാതരൻ വാഗ്നന്ദ്യർത്ഥേ ഖാദയന്തി ച പ്രതിശുദ്ധം ദദാമി ദേവസ്തന്നുഷോ ഭവിൽ വധം നാർഹതി ചേന്ദ്രോപി തത്രേതമകൽപ്പതേ ഇത് സന്ധിന്റെ ഭഗവാൻമാരീജ കുരുനന്ദന ഉവാചകഞ്ചിൽ കുപിതം ആത്മാനന്ദ വിഗ്രഹയൻ കശ്യപുവാച പുത്രസേപരിതാപദ്രേമിന്ദ്രഹാദേവമാന്ദവാസം മത്സരം പ്രതമിതം യദ്യഞ്ചോ ധാരയിഷ്യസി പിതിരുവാചാം ധാരയിഷേവതം ബ്രഹ്മൻ ബ്രൂഹികാര്യാണി ആനിമേയാനി ജേഹനഷിദ്ധാനി നവ്രതന്തിയാനിതോ കശ്യപുവാചാം ൃഷ്ടംസ്പൃഷ്ടശൈലാസന്ധ്യാംസംവിദ്ശ്ചരൽ ൃതമേതദ്ധാരയിഷ്യതിഭ്യംശക്രഹ വടമിച്ച വിപ്രഖ്യാതീരാജൻ മഹാമന കാശ്യപം ഗർഭമാദത്തവ്രതം ചാഞ്ചോ ധാരസ ശുശ്രൂഷേണാശ്രമസ്താന്തിരിഞ്ചലൽക്കവിമനാൽ സുമനസമലമൂലസമിൽ കുശാൻ പത്രാങ്കുരമൃതോ വശ്യകാലേ കാലമുപാഹനൽ ഏവം തസ്യാവൃതസ്ഥായാവൃതച്ഛിദ്രം ഹരിർമൃപാ പ്രേം സുപര്യരഞ്ജിന്മോ ബ്രഹ്മമൃഗ ഏവം ഗാക്രീം നാധ്യഗച്ഛൽ വൃതച്ഛിദ്രം തത്പരോധമഹീമദേ ചിന്താം തീവ്രാംഗനശക്രയേനമേ സമക്ഷിവം ദിഹ ഹേന മേസ്യാശിവം തിഫ ഏകദാസാദുമന്ധ്യായാമുച്ഛിഷ്ടാവൃതകർഷിത അസ്പൃഷ ശ്രീസുഷാപവിധിമോഹിതാം ലദ്വാ തന്ദനം ശക്രോ നിദ്രാവകൃതജേനസാദിതേ പ്രവിഷ്ടമുദരം യോഗേശോ യോഗമായയാം ചകർത്ത സപ്തദാ ഗർഭം വജ്രേണ കനക പ്രഭം രുദന്തം സപ്തദൈകൈകം ആരോദിതിരിതിദാൻ പുനാം തേതമോചമാധ്യമാനാം സർവേ പ്രാഞ്ജനേ ഓ നൃപ നോജിഖാം സസീം ഇന്ദ്രഭ്രാതരോ മരുതസ്തവ വാ ഭൈഷ്ടഭ്രാതരോ മഹ്യം യുവമിത്യഹസൗഷിക അനന്യഭാവാൻ ഭാഷദാൻ ആത്മനോ മരുതാം ഗണാൻ നമ മാനവിദേ കൃപശ്രീവാസാനികം മയാ ബഹുതാകനിഷക്ഷണോ ദ്രവണ്യശ്രേണ യഥാ ഭവാൻ സകദിഷ്ടോതിപുരുഷം പുരുഷോയാതി സാമ്യതാം സംവത്സരം കിഞ്ചിദുനം ജിത്യായ ധനിദർച്ചിതാഹ സഞ്ജയന്ദ്രേണ മഞ്ജാശദേവാസ്തേ മരുതോ ഭവാൻ വിമോഹി മാതു ദോഷം നീ ഹരിണാം സമവാക്കുതാം നിദരുത്തായ ദൃശേ കുമാരാൻ അനലപ്രഭാൻ ഇന്ദ്രേണ സഹിതാൻ ദേവി പന്യുഷ്യതനിന്ദിതാം അദ്ദേഹം അതീന്ദ്രമഹനാദാഹമാദിത്യാനാം ഭയാവഹം ആപത്യമിച്ഛന്തിതരം പ്രഥമേത സുദുഷ്കരം ഏകസങ്കൽപ്പിത പുത്ര സപ്തസപ്തഭവൻ കഥം ഇതി വിദദ് വിദ്വദം പുത്ര സത്യം കഥയാ കഥയാ വാമൃഷ ഇന്ദ്രവാച അമ്പദേഹം വ്യവസന ഉപതാര്യഗതോന്തികം ലബ്ധാന്തരോചിതം ഗർഭം അർത്ഥബുദ്ധിർന്ന ധർമ്മവിൽ This is what Indra has spoken at that time to Didi Devi. That when Didi Devi told Indra that if you don't reveal your identity and tell me exactly what your intentions were, Indra is telling Didi Devi, Ambadeham vivasidam upadarya agadondiyam laddhandarochidam garbam arthavodher nandharmavim. My dear mother, I only thought about myself. I didn't think about your comforts. കൃത്വമേ സപ്തദാ ഗർഭമാസം സപ്തകുമാരകാത്തേവീചൈകശോ പ്രജ്ഞാ സപ്തദാ വിമത്മമ്രേ തതസ്ഥൽ പരമാശ്ചര്യം വീക്ഷ്യാംസിതം മയാ മഹാപുരുഷമുജായ സിദ്ധികാ പിനുഷംഗിനീം ആരാധനം ഭഗവതം ഇഹമായ നിരാശിഷ എന്നു നെച്ചന്തി വിവരം ദേ സ്വാർത്ഥകുശല കുശലാത്മതാ ആരാധ്യാത്മപ്രദം ദേവം സ്വാത്മാനം ജഗതി ഈശ്വര കോ പ്രണീതേ ഗുണസ്പർശം ബുധസ്യ നരകേവിയൽ തദിദമൗജന്യം ബാലിശ്യ മഹീയസി ക്ഷന്തുമർഹസി മാതസ്വം ദൃഷ്ട്യാ ഗർഭോമൃതോഥിത ശ്രീശുഭവാചാം ഇന്ദ്രസ്ഥയാഭ്യനജ്ഞാ ശുദ്ധമാമേന ദുഷ്ടയാ മരുഭിസഹതാം നത്വാ ജഗാമ ത്രിദിവം പ്രഭു ഏവം ദേശമവാഖ്യാതം ജന്മ ത്വാം പരിമർച്ചസി മംഗളം വാരിതാം ജന്മ കിം ഭൂയ കഥയാമിതി ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതീ മഹാപുരാണി പരമംസ്യം സംവിധായം ഷഷ്ടസ്കന്ധി മരുവിൽപ്പതി കഥനം നാമ അഷ്ടാദശോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ സോ ഇൻ ദിസ് ലാസ്റ്റ് ചാപ്റ്റർ When Parikshit Maharaj heard about the this special austerity what was performed by Didi Devi, Sri Shugan told about what has happened with Didi Devi. And later on, when Parikshit Maharaj wanted to understand how this Pumsavanam is performed, in this one chapter, Sri Shugan is Sudeva Goswami is saying to Parikshit Maharaj the rules and regulations related to Pumsavanam. ശ്രീശുഭവാജോവാച വ്രതം പുംസവനം ബ്രഹ്മൻ ഭവതായുധീരിതം തസ്യേതുമിച്ഛാമി യേന വിഷ്ണു പ്രസീദതി ശ്രീശുഭവാച ശുക്ലേ മാർഗശിരേ പക്ഷേ യോഷുർഭർത്തനുജ്ഞയ അരഭേദപ്രഭേദം സർവനാമികവാദിതാം നിശബ്ദമരിതം ജന്മം ബ്രാഹ്മണാന് മന്ത്രേജ സ്നാത്വാ ശുക്ലനദീ ശുക്ലേവ സീതാലങ്കൃതാം വരേം പൂജയൽ പ്രാതരാശൽപ്രാത് ഭഗവന്തം ശ്രേയാസഃ അലന്ദേന്ദ്രമേക്ഷായ പൂർണകാമ നമോസ്തുതേ മഹാവിഭൂതിപദേ നമസ്സകലസിദ്ധയേ യഥാർത്ഥം കൃപയാ ഭൂത്യാ തേജസാ മഹിതൗജസ ഇഷ്ടമീശഗുണേ സർവേ സദോസി ഭഗവാൻ പ്രഭു വിഷ്ണുപത്തി മഹാമായേ മഹാപുരുഷലക്ഷണേ പ്രിയധാമേ മഹാഭാഗേ ലോകമാതർ നമോസ്തുതേ ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതി മഹാപുരുഷായ മഹാവിഭവായ മഹാവിഭൂതിപദേ സഹ മഹാവിഭൂതിവേർ ബലിമുപഹരണി അനേനാഹരം വന്ദേന വിഷ്ണോരാവാഹനാഖ്യവാദ്യോപസ്പർശന സ്നാന വാസ ഉപവീത വിഭൂഷണ ഗന്ധപുഷ്പദീപ ധൂപദീപ ഉപഹാരാദി ഉപചാരാംശ സമാഹിത ഉപാഹരേൽ ഹവിശേഷം രുജുഹു യാതനലേ ദ്വാദശാഹുതി ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ മഹാപുരുഷായ മഹാവിഭൂതിപദേ സ്വഹേരി ശ്രീയം വിഷ്ണുഞ്ച വരദാവാശിഷാം പ്രഭവാഭോ ഭക്യാ സംപൂജയൻ നിത്യം യഥേച്ഛയൽ സർവസമ്പദ പ്രണമേ ദണ്ഡവൽ ഭൂമോ ഭക്തിപ്രഹ്വേന ചേതസ ദശവാരം ജവേൻ മന്ത്രം തദസ്തോത്രമുദീരേൽ യുവാം വിശ്വസ്വിഭൂജഗത കാരണ പരം ഇയം ഹി പ്രകൃതി സൂക്ഷ്മ മായാ ശക്തിർദുരതേയാം തസ്യാമനീശ്വര സാക്ഷാൽ ത്വമേവ പുരുഷ പരാ ത്വം സർവജ്ഞേ ജേയം ക്രിയേയം ഫലമുദ്ഭവാൻ ഗുണവിത്രിയം ദേവി വ്യഞ്ജകോ ഗുണബുദ്ഭവാൻ ത്വം ഹി സർവശരീരാത്മാ ശ്രീശരീരേന്ദ്രിയാശയാം നാമരൂപേ ഭഗവതി പ്രത്യയസ്തുമവാശ്രയ യഥാത്ര ലോകസ് വരതോ പരമേഷ്ടിനോ തഥാമുത്തമശോകസപ്തസത്യാമഹാശിഷ ഇത്യവിഷ്ണൂയ വരദം ശ്രീനിവാസം ശ്രേയാസഃ തന്നിസാര്യോപഹരണം ദത്വാ ജമനമർച്ചയേൽ ത്വദസ്തമീയ സ്തോത്രേണ ഭക്തിപ്രഹ്വേണ ചേതസാം യജ്ഞോശിഷ്ടമവക്രായ പുനരഭ്യർച്ചയേദ്ധരിം പതിഞ്ചുപരയാ ഭക്യാ മഹാപുരുഷചേതസാം പ്രിയസ്തൈസ്തൈരുവണമേൽ പ്രേമശീല സ്വയം വരി വിഭ്രയാൽ സർവകർമാണി പത്ന്യാ ഉച്ചവചാഞ്ചാം കൃതമേകതരേണാവി ദമ്പത്യുരുഭയോരമി പത്ന്യാം കുര്യാദനർഹായാം പതിരേതൽ സമാഹിതാം വിഷ്ണോപദമിതം വിബ്രഹ്മ വിഹന്യാൽ കഥഞ്ജനാ വിപ്രാൻ ശ്രീയോ വീരവതി സൃഗന്ധ ബലിമണ്ഡലൈ അർച്ചേതഹരാർഭക്ത്യാ ദേവം നേമമാസ്ഥിതാ ഉദ്വസ്യ ദേവം സേധാമി തന്നിവേദി നമഗ്രതാഃ അദ്യാത്മവിശുദ്ധ്യർത്ഥം സർവകാമർദ്ധയേ തഥാ ഏതേന പൂജവിദിനാമാസാൻ ദ്വാദശായനം നീത്വാദോപചരേൽ സ്വാദി കാർത്തികീ ചരമേ ഹനി ശുഭഭൂതേ ഭൂവസ്പൃശ്യ കൃഷ്ണമഭ്യർച്ച പൂർവവൽ പരേശ്വരേന ജുഹയാ ചാരുണാ സഹസർപ്പിഷ പാകയജ്ഞവിധാനീന ദ്വാദശൈവ അഹുദീപതി ആശിഷരസാദായ ദ്വിജൈ പ്രീതൈ സമീരിത പ്രണമ്യശരസാ ഭക്ത പുഞ്ജീതയാം ആചാര്യമഗ്ര കൃത്വാക്യദാസഹ ബന്ധുവി ദദ്യാൽ പത്നീ ജനോ ശേഷാം സുപ്രജാസ്വം സുസോഭഗം യഥചരിത്വാ വിധിവൽമൃതം വിഭോ അവീപ്സിതാർത്ഥം വിലപതേ ഭുമാനിഹ സ്ത്രീ ത്വേതദാസ്തായ സഭേ രസോപകം ശ്രിയം പ്രജാം ജീവവരിം യശോ ഗൃഹം കന്യാജ വിന്ദേന സമഗ്രലക്ഷണം പരം ത്വീരാഹിളകിൽപിഷാഗതിം മൃഹ പ്രജാ ജീവസുതാധനേശ്വരെ സുദുർഭഗാ സുഭഗ രൂപമഗ്രിയം വിദ്വേ വിന്ദേ ത്വരീവാ വിരജാ വിമുച്യതേ യമാത്മയാ വിന്ദേ കൽപദേഹം ഏതൽപടൻ അഭ്യുദയേജ കർമ്മണ്യനന്ദതൃപ്തി തൃദേവദാനാം തുഷ്ടാ പ്രയച്ഛന്തി സമസ്തകാമാൻ ഹോമാവസാനേ ഹൃദക്ഷി ഹരിശ്ച രാജന്മഹന്മരിതാം ജന്മപുണ്യം ദേവൃതം ചാമിഹിതം മഹത്തേ ഋഷിമത്ഭാവതി മഹാപ്രാണി പരമഹംസയാം സംഹിതായാം ഷഷ്ടസ്കന്ധേ പുംസവനവ്രത കഥനം നാമ ഏകോനവിംശോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ. സോ ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് ദി എൻഡ് ഓഫ് ദി സിക്സ് കാൻറ്റോ. ആൻഡ് ഇൻ ദി വെൻ വി ബിഗിൻ ദി seventh canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, you will find that Sri Shuka Vacha goes from there for quite a long time. And the reason for that is that after the six cantos have spoken, Vedavyasa Maharshi, who was instructed by Sri Narada Muni, we saw in the first canto that Srimad Bhagavatam was compiled by Vedavyasa Muni on instruction from Sri Narada Muni. Sri Narada Maharshi was the was actually the cause of, or in other words, Sri Narada Muni was responsible for Vedavyasa Maharshi compiling Srimad Bhagavatam. So by the time six cantos were finished, totally there are in Srimad Bhagavatam, there is totally 12 cantos. 12 cantos, 335 chapters. 18,000 verses. This is how Srimad Bhagavatam is. And out of that 12 cantos, 6 cantos are finished with this Marudeva story and the Pumsavanam, what was instructed by the by Kashyapa Prajapati to Didi Devi. That is where that 6 canto finishes. So at the end of 6 canto, in this 6 canto, the topic that is discussed is Poshanam. Poshana means that pastime of Krishna, whereby even every living entity falls into all kinds of difficulties in this world due to one's own sinful activities or due to ignorance, because ignorance is the cause of sinful life. Sinful life comes from ignorance. And when ignorance, due to ignorance, when one engages in sinful activities, the reactions follow. So even if one has fallen to that situation, even then, that if one has taken the shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, he can still escape from that situation. Or in other words, when Vedavyasa Maharshi discussed this topic regarding the Ajamila and all these different incidents related to Indra, Vedavyasa Maharshi's mind became so absorbed in Krishna that he could not continue to write anymore from there. This is how many scholars on the Srimad Bhagavatam think the reason why from now on Sri Narada Uvaja comes in. That they feel that Vedavyasa Maharshi was so much overwhelmed or overpowered with the emotions of thinking about that mercy of Krishna, that even after committing such sinful activities, what Ajamila has done, Krishna has shown that special compassion to Sri Ajamila to come and rescue him from a very heavy sinful effect, what would have caused otherwise to go to the hellish planets and experience a hellish life. But Krishna has sheltered him and protected him from that. This is the special mercy or compassion of Krishna and the people who chant the holy name of the Lord. So if when such a thing has happened, because from the logic point of view, from logically speaking, Krishna has no Krishna has no love or hate towards anybody. He is absolute and he is totally transcendental to our love and hate business in this world. That is between us. We all have this individual liking and disliking, love and hate. All this is a part of this material world. But as far as Krishna is concerned, Krishna is above all these things. He has no love or hate towards anybody. So in that transcendental position, although situated in that transcendental position, Krishna is sometimes affected by a devotee's love and devotee's surrendering to Krishna. That is what actually affects Krishna. That is why Krishna is very careful when he offers devotion to anybody. Liberation he offers freely, but when it comes to devotion, Krishna is a bit careful, because he knows once he has given devotion to someone, proper devotion, then he has to also make sure that whatever the devotee's desire or requirements are there has to be fulfilled. So in this background, Vedavyasa Maharshi, thinking about Krishna's this special consideration or compassion toward the devotee, he was overwhelmed with emotions. And at that time, Sri Narada Muni walks into that scene and says to Sri Vedavyasa that now I will continue Bhagavatam on your behalf. And that's why in the seventh canto you will find that Sri Narada Muni is talking to, most of it is Sri Narada Vaja. Narada Muni discussing Srimad Bhagavatam. And there's another reason also that Narada Muni was now able to realize that the next thing Vedavyasa Maharshi is going to discuss is the story of Prahlada, who is most dear to Sri Narada Muni. And Narada Muni felt at that point, not only he wanted to be there, that some of the things what Prahlada experienced and what Prahlada has glorified Krishna in his prayers, Narada Muni wanted to include them in those prayers personally, because it was on Sri Narada Muni who was responsible for that also, for Prahlada's spiritual life was completely in the hands of Sri Narada Muni, who have given him that love for Supreme Personality of Godhead, which from where we understand the greatness of that personality of Prahlada. So Sri Narada Muni personally wanted to be there while discussing about his own dearmost disciple, Prahlada. And for this reason also, some Bhagavata scholars say that Sri Narada Muni came onto the scene. And in seventh canto, that is what we see a lot, that Sri Narada Vacha. And it is in this background that we begin the seventh canto, which we will discuss next Sunday. I have only one humble request, that those who have got Srimad Bhagavatam, please bring that with you when you come here. Because the most important thing is that we read Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam, as I mentioned before, then Prabhupada many times insists in the nectar devotion. You can read through a nectar devotion, you will find that Prabhupada strongly suggests that we should recite these verses in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And continuously reading Srimad Bhagavatam, the verses in the Srimad Bhagavatam, because these were the words spoken by these great personalities like Sudeva Goswami, Sri Narada Muni, and they are the personalities who have given the Srimad Bhagavatam to us. And it is on this, because it was spoken by such great personalities, in spite of all the other things what has happened in this material world, it survived here. And why? Because it has come from such great souls that Sri Narada Muni and Vedavyasa Maharshi and Sri Shukha and Sudeva Goswami, they had that, we see in the beginning of the Bhagavatam itself, when Vedavyasa Maharshi, Tam Sarva Bodha Khadayam Muni Manado Asmi. In the Bhagavatam, you will see later on, in the Ekadasha Skandam, when we discuss there, there is a statement that Devarshi Bhudapta Nranam Vidranam Nagingaro Nayam Rani Jarajan Sarvalmanaya Sharanam Sharanyam Yadomagundam Parihrityagatam. That the generally human species have got three kinds of debts. We have debts towards the demigods, we have the debts towards the forefathers, and we have debts towards the sages. It's not the kind of debt what we pay off here with the APR, 8% or 10%. That's not the kind of debt this is. This debt is, to the demigods we offer sacrifices, and through the sacrifices we relieve our debts to the demigods. And to the forefathers, by performing the Shraddha ceremony, we relieve our debts. But more than the demigods and the forefathers, we have a much higher debt to somebody else, that is the sages. The debt to the sages is that they have given this literature to us. If Vedavyasa Maharshi has not taken the effort to compile Srimad Bhagavatam, where we would be today? What is there in us for us to look upon? There is nothing, no other guiding force. It is the mercy of Sri Vedavyasa Maharshi that we are enjoying this nectar of Srimad Bhagavatam today. So, how do we repay this debt to them? The way we repay the debt is by studying these books. They are not expecting anything else. They don't want any sort of royalty from us. Because today everyone writes books with them, everything is sorted out first itself. The good thing about Vedavyasa Maharshi and Sri Narada Muni is they are not asking for any royalty from us. All they want is that they want us to study these books seriously and take benefit from that. That is what Sri Narada Muni wants from us. So, because they are magnanimous personalities, Vedavyas as Sri Narada Muni and Sri Shukan, the knowledge they have given to us through Srimad Bhagavatam will survive in this world forever. And when Uddhava asked Krishna about it, Krishna said to Uddhava that I'll stay in this world through Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam Kyoyam Pratyaksha Krishna Vevahi. Krishna says he will stay in the Srimad Bhagavatam forever. And there will be always in this world personalities or people, devotees who will be searching for Krishna through Srimad Bhagavatam. You will not be able to wipe it out from at any cost, because there is instruction from Krishna. Krishna's desire is like that. Then there will be always devotees in this world, and there will be always devotees trying to advance in their spiritual life. And that progress they will make in advancement in spiritual life through Srimad Bhagavatam. This is Krishna's words. And we see that all the time happening. In spite of what thousands and thousands of years, for at least 5,000 years, if you take from the time Vedavyas compiled Srimad Bhagavatam, up to now, Srimad Bhagavatam has stayed in this world. So many people have come and commented and gone, but the verses what Sri Shukan has spoken is always on the front of everybody. All the great acharyas who commented, they take shelter of these great personalities like Sudeva Goswami, Sri Narada Muni and Vedavyasa Maharshi. And we repay our debt to them by studying the books, what they have written, what they have given to us. Devarshi Bhudapta Nranam Pidarnam Nagingaryo Nayam Rijarajan Sarvalmanaya Sharanam Sharanyam Gadomukundam Parihrityagatam. That it is a verse in the Bhagavatam itself, that the three kinds of debts one has, this is the debt towards the sages. It's much more important than the debt towards the forefathers or to the demigods. That is how Bhagavatam says about that. So for this reason, I would say that if you could bring Srimad Bhagavatam with you and read through all the verses, and over a period of time, if you keep reading it continuously, make it for a lifelong business, not for an hour for Sunday alone, but on a regular basis, if you keep reading it, you will find that Bhagavatam will give you a new understanding of understanding of spiritual life. And also, Srimad Bhagavatam means Krishna himself. It is not different from Krishna. By reading Srimad Bhagavatam, it is not only pleasing to the great sages, it's also pleasing to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. So, by constantly reading Srimad Bhagavatam, that was the system all along, throughout hundreds and thousands of years. This is how people continued this Srimad Bhagavatam, survived in this world. From an early age, they start reading. And when you start reading, over a period of time, in a few years' time, you get a good understanding of Srimad Bhagavatam. And you feel like that Srimad Bhagavatam gives you the strength to go on in spiritual life. That is the potency of Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is Krishna himself. Krishna is also called, another name of Krishna is Bhagavata Swarupi. In other words, Krishna is present in this world in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. So, that is the important thing. So, I'll stop there if there's any questions or comments. Yes.
And so Krishna gives him protection.
Mm-hmm.
And then you mentioned how Krishna, he has no friends or enemies. And
that's right, yes.
So, and Indra told Diti that when he comes to my, I do anything, I don't follow religious principles.
Yes.
So then, how would Krishna protect someone like that? I mean, what category would that devotee be?
This is exactly the question I was referring to. Why does Krishna do this? And this doubt what you have raised, everyone feels when they start reading from beginning Srimad Bhagavatam. It is an answer to that the seventh canto begins. That's what I was saying. That the seventh canto begins with this doubt itself. Parikshit asks openly this question to Sudeva Goswami. Why is it like this, that this Krishna also doesn't seem to have any principle like us? He's also doing the same thing. I mean, he takes side of somebody and start fighting and killing these demons. Sometimes demons also, you think that from our point of view, they are on the right side in some instance. But Indra is not always right. Maybe he's right sometimes, but he's not always right. So, should not Krishna be a little bit fair in his dealings with the demigods and the demons? Parikshit Maharaj asked this question to Indra. And in answer to that, there is a long chapter where Sudeva Goswami answers that question. And Parikshit Maharaj, when he heard that, he was satisfied with the answer, which we will start in the next Sunday when we begin with that. Because the chapter begins with this particular question and a long answer which he gave it to that. Therefore.
Why did Diti do this austerity, right? She wanted someone to kill Indra.
Mm-hmm.
So then, how is it that Indra got inside and killed 49 more
states? Yes.
And they became friends of Indra.
Mm-hmm.
If she was praying for someone to kill Indra.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That is where Sudeva Goswami says to Parikshit that the Pumsavanam, what she was performing, this particular penance, what she was doing, was a Vaishnava type of penance. Vaishnava belongs to the Vaishnava category. In other words, everything you do in Vishnu service or Krishna service, it has always got a positive effect. In other words, if you had done something even with a bad mind, some bad thoughts in your mind, because it's done for Krishna's sake, in course of time, that thing will purify you. That means, even if you had a wrong, a bad intention while doing the thing, Didi Devi's intention was to have someone born to kill Indra. Kashyapa Prajapati, when gave Pumsavanam procedures to Didi Devi, he thought about it. It's not that he straight away he gave, oh no, you start doing this Pumsavanam. No. He realized that Didi Devi has cornered him by asking for this. He didn't like it. The question was not at all very pleasing for Kashyapa Prajapati, because she's asking to give someone a benediction to have someone born to kill his other children, which normally a father will find it very difficult to accept that, isn't it? Because Aditi Devi's children is demigods, and Didi Devi's children is the demons. So Didi Devi wants someone to kill Aditi Devi's children. So, and Kashyapa Prajapati is the father for all these children. So he didn't like that. So he said, thought himself, and then he understood that the best thing to do now is to give her some instruction in such a way that that will purify her at the end. And it is also showing the purificatory potency of Krishna, serving Krishna, that even those who are in the lower modes of nature, the Didi Devi was infected with the lower modes of nature. That's why such a thought developed in her mind. Even if you are infected with lower modes of nature, if you engage in Krishna service, ultimately due to the power of Krishna's potency, that eventually your heart will get purified. That means at the end of the incident, Didi Devi was satisfied. That is the most interesting thing. Or earlier she thought that she should have somebody to kill Indra. But when Indra came out with this 49 children of her who came out from inside, and Indra revealed the whole thing, what happened inside the womb, Didi Devi was pleased with Indra, because Indra said to her, I am going to take them with me, and I will make them as demigods, and they will stay with me, and I look after them. When Indra said this, Didi Devi got very pleased with that, because at least he thought, Indra has no enmity towards my children. Up to this time, in her mind, she was thinking, Indra is a real enemy of my children. This was disturbing her very much. And that is why she was asking for someone to be born to kill Indra. But when Indra started acting like this, it immediately Didi Devi lost all her anger and enmity towards Indra. And she said, all right, you go now, happily. And she got changed. On the other hand, Indra saw something else. Indra was also doing a wrong thing by doing all these things. But at the same time, Indra says, I was looking after himself, as he says. And he repeats that very openly without any difficulty. He says, I was only looking after myself, he says. So Indra says there, that after this incident, Indra realized that if Krishna wants to protect somebody, even if I make 7 times 7, 49, it's not going to finish. It should only multiply from there. So Indra also realized that Krishna is powerful, anything, anybody can be protected. So he also became aware of that more than any time before, and surrendered to Krishna more with that. So, in other words, this why Pumsavaram and Kashyapa Prajapati, all these things, these personalities in the Srimad Bhagavatam is telling us that by serving Krishna, one is never a loser, is always gaining something. Whereas many other demigods, if you worship them, the difference is, some of them will tell you also, I will give you only one boon. Only one boon you ask us, nothing more than that. And sometimes these boons, what you obtain from them, could also end up, if you do not take care properly, it can cause destruction for you also. There are so many instances like that. But in serving Krishna, such a thing is never happens. A devotee always is purified by in his service, serving Krishna. That is what that is pointing out to us. That this story, in every story, there is something behind that why Kashyapa Prajapati gave Payovratam to her. Because of its Vaishnava nature, that qualities of goodness strongly influences her. Because when she performed these austerities, she was by serving Krishna, glorifying Krishna, she was actually benefiting from that. And in course of time, she also got purified.
What's the difference between the holy name and the Payovratam?
Payovratam, the whole process of performing Payovratam. No, Pumsavanam, that's the one we are talking about. Payovratam comes later. Pumsavanam is a kind of austerity where one, it says, strictly it is explained in the, in that 18th last chapter of the 6th canto, that how one should spend whole time in Krishna consciousness. There's no time for anything else. Whole time it is a sadhana. That means getting up early hours in the morning, right up to late in the evening, without mind being influenced by anything else. One is able to focus the mind completely in Krishna service. That means chanting the holy name, kirtanam, glorification of Krishna, that means offering prasadam, and meditation on Krishna. All these things is a part of it. It's explained there in that 18th chapter, if you read in step by step what all. And it also says there, do's and don'ts, what you should not do at that time. And if you read that don'ts, what you shouldn't do, then you will realize how difficult it is to execute that. To have that control of mind all the time for a year, one whole year, and to act in that consciousness without falling down, is a very difficult thing. But Devi Devi did succeed for a large time. She could do that. You can see when she fell down, as soon as she fell down, she lost her strength from whatever she has gained till then. That, in the evening hours when she fell victimized by sleep, and she lost her mental strength, in other words. That was the right opportunity for, in the Vedic literature you will find that a person's life has to be structured in day-to-day activities. Of course, we don't have that kind of regulations in our life. We live a life which is suiting our job and suits our day-to-day convenience in this world. But if you carefully read through Srimad Bhagavatam, you will find that the society has to live a life, a spiritual life, in such a way that the main topic or the main goal of life is spiritual. It's not based on material needs or fulfilling material demands. And particularly those who are taken spiritual life seriously, they have no time for anything else. They have to have such a total commitment to that. That means that throughout the day they have no time to waste. They have no time to look after the comforts of the body. Even that is not an important factor for them. Because why? The mind is so focused and fixed on the ultimate goal or want to getting out of this. So that is the determination. Krishna talks about determination in the Bhagavad Gita very often. Yesham tondagadam bhavam jananam punya karmanam te dvandu moha narmukta vajandemam dridavradaha. That dridavradam, that determination. Sometimes we say, isn't it? Devotees also say that, sometimes I feel good, sometimes I'm not feeling so well. And you feel that you are feeling a sort of a relaxed mood. That enthusiasm to go ahead in spiritual life goes away from us. But in serious spiritual life, it doesn't happen like that. Their commitment is so good that they are able to execute that properly. Of course, there are so many other factors involved in that, that the right association of the people whom you associate with. And more than above, the determination in a person's mind to advance in spiritual life. These things matter. So those factors has an influence. It will have its own effect also. In the Vedic system, it was given, the practice starts from the early age in life, so that it doesn't slip up. And whatever you have injected in the early days in life, that will stay with him for the rest of the life. Because once you have made a person aware of the value of spiritual life, and the importance of spiritual life, and the desire to go back home, back to Krishna, it gets stronger in his heart. All other material activities will diminish. It will not have its own, it will not be the prominent thing in life. That is how, what happens. And there is in one, I think in reference to Pudu Maharaj's story, Prabhupada comments there, a very nice and interesting comment Prabhupada makes there. He says the life was such, the Brahmanas had no time to manage their money. At home, they didn't know how much money was coming in or going out. That was their standard of life. They didn't care. They had no time for it. So they left that business to others, to Vaishyas and Kshatriyas and others to do. Why? Because they were so focused in their goal. And that is spiritual life. That is the kind of determination they had in to advance spiritually. So that's what they're talking about. You should read the verses, yes. Yes, absolutely. There is no doubt about that. Even with all the difficulties, Prabhupada introduced us that we read the verses in the class also. That's how classes are run here in the temples, that you read the verses. Because, as you said, that these verses have been spoken by personalities like Sudeva Goswami, Sri Narada Muni and others. And it has its own... They are, Prabhupada calls them as mantra. Each letter in the Bhagavatam, Prabhupada says, is a mantra. So, no matter how nicely you translate them and how nicely you speak about them, the potency, what is in those verses, what Sudeva Goswami has put in, is something which you can never achieve by other means. Therefore, it's absolutely necessary to read the verses. There's no question. And if you just read it regularly on a regular basis, over a period of 2-3 years time, you will find it very easy to read through. And that is how everybody reads Srimad Bhagavatam. It's not that you read only translation purport and ignore everything else. No, it shouldn't be like that.
If there's a woman, you know, I can't read properly, but does it matter?
Yeah, if there is mistakes, you should read. But over a period of time when you read, you will find where the mistakes are and you can correct it also. And or listening to somebody else reading in that way. That's why if you bring Bhagavatam here and we read through, many months you go through, you will find everything much easier. It's just that in the inertia in the beginning is strong to read. You start thinking, oh, this is some foreign language, I don't want to touch it. It's not foreign, it is Krishna's language. It is Krishna's throughout Srimad Bhagavatam is Krishna. So when you are devotee of Krishna, you cannot ignore Krishna's words. Especially when it comes to Ekadasha Skandam, everything you will find Sri Bhagavan Uvaja, Krishna is speaking directly. Just like Bhagavad Gita. Why Bhagavad Gita is so valuable? Because it's Krishna's words. That is why it's so valuable. It is not, even if you don't understand Bhagavad Gita, because it's spoken by Krishna, the words are considered to be absolute, and Krishna's words they are. The same thing in Srimad Bhagavatam also, because it's been spoken by the great sages about Krishna, they have to be, they have a higher value, much compared to anything else. And in the, Sri Shugan, we saw in the beginning of the Bhagavatam that he has Tam Sarva Bhuta Hridayam. What does that mean? Sarva Bhuta Hridayam means, like Krishna, he is in everybody's heart. That is him. Sheshugan, it's sometimes difficult to understand. Why? When Sudha Goswami was in Naimisharanyam, when they were reciting Srimad Bhagavatam second time in Naimisharanyam, first time it was spoken by Sudha Goswami to Parikshit. Later on, when Srimad Bhagavatam was spoken in the Naimisharanyam, in near Lucknow where it is today, that Sudha Goswami and thousands of other sages were present there. So, Shavinaga Rishi, the head of all the other sages who were present there, they were waiting for the arrival of Sudha Goswami to come. So, when Sudha Goswami came there, they welcomed him like this. It says in the Bhagavatam, like, how many days were we waiting for you? That is how they received him. They didn't ask him, oh, who are you, where you come from? They didn't ask like that. Because Sudha Goswami was instructed by Sri Shugan after Bhagavatam was spoken first time to Parikshit Maharaj, all the sages who were present there, they asked one question to Sudha Goswami, when we will get another opportunity to hear Srimad Bhagavatam again. So at that time, among thousands of sages who were present there, in one corner, our Sudha Goswami was also sitting there. So Sri Shugan says there that I am leaving now. Parikshit is going back. But if you want to hear Srimad Bhagavatam again, you can go to Naimisharanyam. Sudha Goswami will speak Srimad Bhagavatam there. Those who want to hear, they can go there. Sudha Goswami heard this instruction. He took it as, this is a personal instruction to me from Sudhaiva Goswami. And he went to Naimisharanyam to speak Srimad Bhagavatam. So when he went there, he was thinking in his mind that my spiritual master, who is Sudhaiva Goswami, wants me to speak Srimad Bhagavatam in Naimisharanyam. And when he went there, he got a reception like this. They were telling him that how many days are we waiting here for you to come? And it is how fortunate we are. And before Sudha Goswami could say anything, the sages started saying to him, when can we start? As soon as possible. They were so eager to hear. It shows that they already knew that Sudha Goswami was coming there. How did this happen? Sudha Goswami thought about it. And in answer to that, he says there, Tam sarva bodha hridayam munim anadosmi. That Sudeva Goswami, due to his yogic potency, he can enter into everyone's heart. That is how powerful Sudeva Goswami is. Because when he came out of the womb, when he walked out, Vedavyasa Maharshi was calling him Putra, Putra Edi Venmayadaya. He was calling him Putra, Putra, he was calling him. He didn't answer. Who answered? All the trees and the plants and the creepers were saying, eh, eh, eh. They were answering back. How did this happen? Because Sudeva Goswami answered through these trees and plants to his father. That is how it says. In other words, like Krishna, he has that same ability to enter into others' heart and understand what goes through their mind. So that's why Sudeva Goswami is not an ordinary personality. He is, although Vedavyasa's dearmost disciple and son, and to who received the instruction of Srimad Bhagavatam, and through whom we got Srimad Bhagavatam to Parikshit Maharaj. Among the three categories of speakers of Srimad Bhagavatam, there are three different categories depending on their qualification. So Sudeva Goswami is considered to be on the topmost position. Even his own father is considered to be second class. The first class personality is Sudeva Goswami. And Sudha Goswami is the last category. This is only purely due to the purity and the renunciation of these personalities. It is on that basis this gradation has been done. Okay, we'll stop there. All glory to Srila Prabhupada.